zero contact power and extract CO2 out of the atmosphere, which we will then use for additional production here in the Permian through the expertise of our Permian EOR facility. And that leads me to the next thing, is that with that kind of technology, applying it out here means that our company will have reserves that will last the next 40 to 50 years. So those of you that are our employees, get your kids ready to come to work for us when they're older. The next thing I'd like to say is, because our employees live here, we're holding life as important for us too here in the Permian. So we are now an active member of the Permian Strategic Partnership, where we're going to make this Permian area all the way from here through where the Permian stretches from the Midland Basin to the Central Basin platform to the Delaware Basin. We want this to be a better place for our employees, contractors that work for us, and the people that make these areas out here so important. So we're speaking of that. We're focusing on some things that our community team is also focusing on. And that is to improve the health of life through literacy improvements, through helping with health, education, building internet and better roads to build. We want this to be a better place for all of you. With that said, I just want to close with, again, saying how thankful I am to be a part of a company with the type of people that we have working for. So to the Oxy employees, thank you all very much. See the rest of you. Let's all cheer the Rockouts victory tonight. Go Rockouts.
Oxy is a proud supporter of our U.S. Armed Forces, and tonight we salute our more than 400 U.S. military veterans and active service members. Please direct your attention to the field as we recognize veterans from Oxy's Permian Basin operations. Eduardo Aguilar, Oxy, South Cowden, U.S. Army, U.S. Army National Guard, Sergeant E5, 10 years, served 3 tours in Iraq. Manuel Beltran, Oxy Midland, U.S. Army Specialist Corps, served at Fort Knox, Kentucky, 543rd Military Police Company. Nelson Kimball, Oxy University, U.S. Army Specialist E4, 4 years, member of 3rd U.S. Infantry, the Old Guard, and Presidential Honor Guard. Lynn, Oxy Midland, U.S. Army E5, 4 years, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. Felipe Padilla, Oxy Nacos, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant, Aviation Maintenance Sergeant, 7 years, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Luis Zubiate, Oxy Hobbs, U.S. Army Sergeant, 8 years, Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, Germany, Bosnia, Herzegovina. Now we invite all veterans and active duty military personnel in the audience to please stand with us and be recognized for your service. Thank you for your service to our great nation. And Canada's scorecards now as we announce the starting lineups brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. First for the visiting Tulsa Drillers. Meanwhile for Tulsa, the designated hitter, number 7, Johnny DeLuca. Batting second, the third baseman, number 13, Jorgen Vivas. Batting third, the center fielder, number 44, Andy Pockets. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 17, Diego Cartaya. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 23, Brandon Lewis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 3, Josh Stowers. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 16, Eddie Leonard. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 55, Jose Ramos. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 5, Cody Ozzy. And taking the mound tonight for the Tulsa Drillers, number 47, Kyle Kurtz. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for the Rockhounds, the right fielder, number 17, Matt Schumann. Batting second, the first baseman, number 8, Logan Davidson. Batting third, the third baseman, number 12, Brett Harris. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 9, Ray Dykeman. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 24, AJ Schwartz. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 2, Darryl Hernandez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 11, Jeremy Meyerman. Adding eighth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 6, Michael Dover. And taking the mound tonight for your Rockhounds, number 45, David Leal. Get on your feet, fans, for the Midland Rockhounds mascot, Rocky
to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
They have a terrific tradition in the game of hockey. They named the three stars of the game. Well, I don't know about the game, but in this series, there are three stars pretty much front and center, and they are all wearing Tulsa Drillers uniforms. Three guys who have just been absolutely just off the charts good. Andy Páez, Diego Cartaya, last night's hero with a grand slam, and Josh Stowers have collectively just been overwhelming in the first three games of this series. We are midway through it. Tonight, game number 4. The teams will continue tomorrow at 7 and then Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock to wrap it up. Both teams came into this series 2-1. The Rockhounds rallied to win the opening night game by the final score of 10-8. The Drillers came back with an 8-5 victory on Wednesday. And last night, erased a 3-0 deficit. The seventh inning, again pivotal, and has been at least twice in this series. And it was all capped a 9 unanswered runs after being down 3-0. Tulsa wins at 9-3. The last 4 of those runs coming on the first double-A home run for the Dodgers' number one prospect, Diego Cartaya. He launched a grand slam into the left field bullpen. Cartaya has had a really big series, as mentioned. We'll get you some numbers on Messrs. Páez, Cartaya, and Stowers in just a moment. So the Rockhounds 3-3, Tulsa now 4-2 on the season. As we get set for Friday night baseball here in the Permian Basin in West Texas, breezy but a beautiful blue sky. Man, if you can find a cloud in this one, I promise you, you're the president of the Pessimist Club. It is a beautiful blue sky evening. The wind will again be a factor, and it certainly was last night. It is blowing toward that left field bullpen, so very reachable out there. Although Mr. Cartaya, by the way, does not need any help in getting the ball out of any yard. Really just crazy numbers. Andy Páez in this series is 3-for-7. Now, that's not a lot of at-bats, but I'll tell you why in a moment. 3-for-7, he has 4 runs driven in. He has walked 5 times, and he has been hit by a pitch 3 times. So he has been on base 11 out of 15 times to the plate. As Páez, including those 3 hit by pitch in the series. Diego Cartaya has played in 2 of the 3 games. He is 4-for-8 with a double and a grand slam home run, 5 runs driven in. And Josh Stowers was 0-for-3 when the bus pulled into West Texas here a few days ago. In this series, he's been ridiculous. Josh is 8-for-12, 2 doubles, 3 ribbies, a stolen base just for good measure. So, boy, 3 stars of the series, Messrs. Páez, Cartaya, and Stowers. Interesting pitching matchup tonight. We have a guy who will maybe flirt with 100 miles an hour and another guy who, well, he won't. Pitching matchup and more on the way when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding here.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Bright sunshine and skies, Friday evening baseball. The weekend is officially here as the Rockhounds and Brewers get set for game number 4 of the 6-game series. Got a youthful bunch that's getting ready to sing the national anthem. Rockhounds will take the diamond here in just a couple of moments. The pitching matchup, and each guy really has a key to his success. For Tulsa, Kyle Hurt will go to the mound. He is a guy who can throw easily in the mid to upper 90s. The question is command. His fastball allows him to absolutely dominate when he has it going. But that's been kind of the issue for Kyle during his pro career, and he's spent parts of 2 seasons with Tulsa. Not lengthy stays, but he has been with the Drillers twice. A year ago with Great Lakes, in 71 2/3 innings, he struck out 109 batters, but he also walked 59. In his time with Tulsa a year ago, in 31 innings, he struck out 45 double-A batters, but he walked 37. So for Kyle Hurt, it's pretty basic. You really don't have to be Tim Kirkchin to be able to make the call. Command is really going to be the key, and if he's got his command working, again, he can really be a dominant type of pitcher. David Lee Allen, for those of you who were with us last season, David spent a good portion of the year with the Rockhounds. We kid, and again, I mean it absolutely with respect and admiration. I love watching David pitch. I really do. I was kidding with Bobby Crosby earlier today. I said anytime David pitches, we set the over-under at 84.5 miles an hour. That's not really a joke. He may touch 85. You never know. Maybe a little more. But David Lee Allen is a finesse pitcher. And for him, the question is, does he have batters off balance? When he does, he was outstanding a year ago. David and company, the Rockhounds have taken the diamond. And with the breeze blowing and the flags fully unfurled, Hounds are on the diamond. The rest of the guys will assemble in front of their respective dugouts. And we will take you downstairs now for the singing of our Star Spangled Banner. Here's our national anthem from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Youngsters getting a nice round of applause. Take you downstairs for the anthem. Gents, they are from Gonzalez Elementary, and that was beautifully done. Well, it's a good group, too. I guess, boy, maybe 40 strong. Yeah, they're all in matching T-shirts. Ah, such good stuff. Kids singing the national anthem, man. That's always something good. Well, David Leal, again, will get the baseball left-hander, if I did not mention it. Made 20 appearances with the Rockhounds a year ago, 19 as a starter, and he had a 4.84 ERA, and that is, well, it's pretty representative overall, but there are a couple of numbers really behind it, and we will touch on that momentarily. Tulsa leads the series by a count of 2-1. Rockhounds looking to equalize here. The Drillers looking to clinch no worse than a split of their first road series of the season. David Leal getting set to begin his warm-up tosses, and the lefty throws the first pitch of the ball game. He said with rented lips, right after this from Budweiser.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
83 degrees is our temperature under those bright blue skies, and the wind is, boy, it is strong. Over the last 25 minutes, anywhere from 17 to 22 miles an hour, and it is blowing out toward the left field corner. That is something about baseball in West Texas. You get very few calm games, but there are some that the wind is going to be obviously at least a potential factor. This would be one of those games. Johnny DeLuca will lead it off as we go to the top half of the first inning of play. And nice, just glanced over at third base. Brett Harris jogging over to shake hands with third base umpire Jared Molman. Nice touch. We're going to play some baseball. David Leal throws the first pitch of this one, and it sails just a bit high for ball one to Johnny DeLuca. Right-handed hitter. One of a bundle of prospects on this Tulsa team. 1-0 pitch. Takes down the middle for a called strike. 82-mile-an-hour pitch for David. And again, he'll throw some that won't even touch 70. At least a good possibility of it. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. Again, 82 and had a little bit of movement on it. Had DeLuca swinging right through. It's a ball and two strikes. Johnny, the designated hitter in this ball game for Tulsa. Outfielder by trade. Crowds the plate a little bit. 1-2 pitch. Check swing didn't mean to and sent it right back to the screen. Yorbet Vivas will bat number 2. He's the third baseman. Vivas on deck. Andy Paez, one of those guys who has just had a marvelous First half of this series, the center fielder batting third, Andy Páez. 1-2 pitch. Punched in the air, foul up over the roof on the right side of the ballpark. Middle third of the order, Diego Cartaya, grand slam a night ago. The catcher batting number four, the cleanup batter, Diego Cartaya. 1-2 count. Leal with a leg kick. David's pitch, breaking ball down and in. 2-2 to DeLuca. Brandon Lewis will be the first baseman batting fifth. Brandon Lewis at first, and Josh Stowers. Monster series. Left fielder batting sixth, Stowers. 2-2. Lifted in the air, center field. Going back, Greg Dykeman. Boy, still going back. He'll make the catch. Man, that is on the track. And by the time he comes to a stop, he gently cushions himself into the wall. The batter's eye, and I mean straight away center field. It's 4-10 right to the wall, and that ball was caught, looked like about a stride on the track by Dykeman, so that ball was really well hit by DeLuca. One man down for Jorvid Vivas, left-handed hitting third baseman. Vivas swings at first pitch, loops at left field toward the corner. This is going to be trouble. That ball is going to drop and kick the base of the wall. This might be three. Ball took a diagonal turn. Nicely handled by Michael Goldberg. We don't see it as often as we might, but there are two elements to the ballpark here in left field. Number one is the one that just came into play. The bullpen fence is basically about a 45-degree angle from the foul pole out in front of the bullpen and then joins the high wall in left. That high wall in left field is deeply rounded, and that can lead to a carrier. So this one hit the base of that diagonal bullpen fence and kicked almost diagonally and got away briefly from Goldberg. Michael, a good effort to track it down. Andy Páez takes, the only reason I'm laughing, number one, that was a 69-mile-an-hour pitch. So there's number one, under 70, and it almost hit him. He's already been hit three times in this series. Andy, right-handed hitter. This guy's got a ton of power. Takes a called strike, floating it up there. Well, 82, so it's probably a fastball. One ball and one strike. One on. And one man down, the double for Vivas to the base of the bullpen fence and left. One ball, one strike, the long look at the runner, the pitch to the plate. Misses high and away for a ball, 2-0. Bottom third of the order, Edis Leonard is the shortstop, batting seventh. Leonard at short. Jose Ramos in right field, batting eighth. Ramos in right. And Cody Hosey, the second baseman, rounds it out in the nine spot. Cody Hosey at second. Pitch from Leal, that's up high. Boy, he's in a spot you don't want to be in. Andy Páez with a 3-1 count. Two of the strongest power hitters in the Dodgers organization and maybe in all of minor league baseball are at the plate and on deck, and Páez and Cartaya. 3-1. Pitch from Leal. Ball hit high in the air to left center field. This is hit high and deep. Does Dykeman have room? He does not, and it is gone. Got over the wall. Power alley. Left center field. Páez drives it out. To be honest, I think the wind helped a little bit, but he got it all. And again, he's one of those guys who needs little, if any, help to get it out of the yard. It is quickly 2-0 Tulsa. For Páez, his first home run of the year won't be his last. He hits a bunch of them, and he drove that ball out of here with a man on base. So the Drillers pick up right where they left off last night. And here is Cartaya, who capped it last evening with a grand slam. Diego takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Double and a home run. Vivas and Páez. Andy now with 9 RBIs on the season. Cartaya swings. He was jammed by that pitch at 74, and he nubs it toward the Rockhounds dugout. For David Leal, one of the keys has been if batters are sitting back, if the timing is not disrupted by the movement on his pitches, because he does not throw hard, then he can be vulnerable. The 1-1 pitch, that's a called strike. It's 1-2. David is one of those guys, and again, unless you have that supreme unleaded to fall back on, he really has to be at his very best to succeed any time he takes the mound at this level and above. Here's the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, and that is looped toward first base and glove by Logan Davidson, looking right back into the sun. That's not the easiest of plays. A little slicer, dicer toward the first base line. Logan made that play, I believe, in fair territory. Two down, and here's Brandon Lewis. David, a year ago in 115 innings, gave up 138 hits. Now, that's a high total. He doesn't walk much of anybody, so his whip is only 1.32, which is really very solid. It's the outside corner at the knees to Brandon Lewis. But just for example, in a, I believe, a three-inning stint here against Springfield last year, one that jumped to mind, he gave up 15 base hits. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. I say that because, again, with a high hit total, remember that that means if he's got it going, he can limit you. But if batters are comfortable, that becomes a problem. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Brandon Lewis hitting 200 on the year, a home run. That came opening night in this series. Right-handed hitting, first baseman. Nobody on, two out, two in. David fires down and in. Oh, 85. Okay, the over-under has been reached for the first time. Count two balls, two strikes. Bobby took the under, by the way. We were kidding, of course. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, nubbed foul. Two balls, two strikes. One of my favorite pitchers just to watch, no matter the scenario or the game, was the great Greg Maddux. And he would throw 90-ish, of course. But, again, the mix of pitches, the command, and was really, in many regards, a finesse pitcher. Swinging a pop foul out of play, still 2-2. And David is certainly that. Left-hander out of Louisiana Tech, drafted by the A's in 2019, 38th round. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Comes back with the 83-mile-an-hour pitch, a little up in the zone. Lewis swings on through it. But Andy Páez, and again, very, very dangerous hitter, comes up with a 2-run home run, and the Drillers break out on top, picking up pretty much where they left off last night. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score, the Drillers 2, and against right-hander Kyle Hurt, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Kyle Hurt will take the mound with a 2-0 advantage, thanks to Andy Páez, his center fielder, who got one out of here to the power alley in left center field. So the big guy, hard-throwing right-hander, again, that fastball can flirt with triple digits, easily in the 95-97-mile-an-hour range. Max Schumann will lead it off against the Tulsa starter. Kyle Hurt making his second appearance, his first start. Max got last night off. He's had a really good series, 4-for-9, couple of doubles, a homer, and two runs batted in. Max Schumann, the right fielder, will lead it off. We'll set the rest of the order for you. Kyle Hurt delivers this ball, swung on and missed. And like we said, he throws hard, 97 miles an hour. Logan Davidson on deck. Lawrence Butler getting his first night off of the season. Logan moves to the two spot, the first baseman. Max swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Logan Davidson at first base, batting in the two spot. Brett Harris will bat third and play third. Brett Harris, the third baseman. And Greg Dykeman in center field will bat fourth. Greg Dykeman in center. And small chuckle because Max, for a moment, I thought he was not going to call timeout with two strikes and a count. That is an almost certainty. Now he does. Now he's ready. 0-2. Fouled it straight back. No balls, two strikes. J.J. Schwarz will catch for the second straight night. activated from the injured list yesterday. J.J. batting fifth behind the plate. 0-2 count, second time. Pitch by Hurt, just outside. The count goes 1-2. Darryl Hernandez, the shortstop, looking to get it going, at least here at home. The shortstop batting sixth, playing the sixth spot. Hurt with a twist in the delivery, swung on, lifted high in the air. Left center field, Paez with room, drifts into the alley. That bright red glow flashing, and he hauls it in. Fly ball to left center field off the bat of Max Schumann, one man down. Here's Logan Davidson. Bottom third of the Rockhounds order, Jeremy Ironman, the second baseman, batting seventh. Jeremy at second. Shane McGuire will bat eighth. I'm going to double-check something. Did I write down two catchers? I wonder if that was on Bobby's lineup. Called strike to Logan. Shane McGuire batting in the eighth spot. I will double-check. I'm sorry, J.J. is the DH. There we go. That looks more like it. Pitch misses to Logan. One ball, one strike. So J.J., who was activated from the injured list and caught last night, will be the DH. Shane McGuire behind the plate in the eighth spot. The 1-1. Bouncing ball back up middle. Had him played perfectly. Shortstop Leonard there. Throws to first for the out. No shift, but as close pretty much as you can come. And that ball was basically within maybe just a little slide step to the left. The shortstop, Leonard. So the Tulsa iPad working just fine, thank you. They had him absolutely played perfectly. So Logan Davidson, I hope I did not say Greg Dykeman. I was correcting my card. Logan Davidson bounces out to short. And he now, Brett Harris, takes inside off Cartaya's glove for ball one. Michael Goldberg rounding out the Rockhounds lineup. He is in left field. Goldberg in left. Nobody on. Two men down. Tulsa two. Rockhounds nothing. And Hurts pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Leonard again. And Brett Harris slow out of the box. Not sure. Kind of stumbled a little bit, but an easy play nonetheless. That was going to be routine no matter what. So, for Kyle Hurt. Threw some strikes in the first inning. When he does, boy, his command is working. He can be really, really good. Got the two-run home run from Andy Paez, so the Tulsa Drillers are on top early. Village Car Wash score of the game after one. Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Josh Thors will stand in and takes a strike from David Liao. Top half of inning number two, Tulsa on top. And boy, this guy is having himself a stay in West Texas. 0-1 pitch to Josh. Swings, little looper, left field, base hit. 9-for-13 is Josh Thors in this series. Couple of walks, couple of doubles, stolen base.
Now batting number 16,
Eddie Leona. Well, as the way I like to put it, they may have to drag him to the bus kicking and screaming on Sunday afternoon when this thing's over. David Leal comes set. Eddie's Leonard will be the batter. Right-handed hitting shortstop takes down and in for ball one, 1-0. Eddie's struggling at the plate. He's 1-for-19 to start the year. And, of course, because it is his first 19 ABs, that number, I'm sure, just jumps out at him. Called strike, one ball, one strike. Another guy on the top 30 prospect list. A couple of guys in this club, and Eddie's is one of them, who got off to a terrific start at a big 2019, and the pandemic really kind of slowed his career. Pop up, right side. This ball is going to fall harmlessly to the deck. Max Schumann gave it a good run, but that ball was in foul ground, well down the line and well out of reach. One ball and two strikes. Both Yorbit Vivas and Eddie's Leonard had been placed on the Dodgers' 40-man roster after the 2019 season. But again, they weren't able to work with the staffs because of the pandemic and all of the limitations, of course. And for both guys, it really kind of slowed their development anyway in the Dodgers organization. Leonard, right-handed hitter. Crowds have played a little bit. Leal's pitch off the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. One on, nobody down. Going into the seventh inning last night, the Drillers had no runs on two base hits. Joey Estes, a terrific start with the first five. Swing, little pop-up, right side, and nicely tracked down on the run. That's a pretty play by Jeremy Ironman. He is a really good defender. Can play anywhere in the infield. He's played a little first base, in fact, this year. But that was an inside-out swing, little looper toward the grass in shallow right field toward the line, and Ironman made the play, full tilt boogie. Play by Jeremy Ironman. One man down for Jose Ramos. Let's say 263 in the early going. Takes ball, one snap throw. Behind the runner from Shane McGuire, but getting back into Stowers. One ball, no strikes. The Drillers, and by the way, our scorecard was correct, had 13 hits last night, but again, 11 of them in the last three innings. The 1-0 pitch fouled straight back to the screen, 1-1. Joey Estes in last night's game went five innings. Just two hits, struck out six batters, didn't walk anybody, hit one batter, and of course that was Andy Páez. But an outstanding start, kind of lost along the way. Tossed first by Leal, Stowers back in. Tulsa got three runs in the seventh inning. It was really kind of the way they got them. The first five batters each had base hits, including three consecutive doubles. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Ground ball, left side, pass to diving Brett Harris into left field for a base hit. So two men on and one man down, and Ramos is a sharply hit ball just to the left of the Hounds' third baseman. Not much of a chance to get there at all for Brett, so two on, one out, and here's Cody Hosey. The Drillers tied last night's game in the seventh inning with that onslaught of five consecutive base hits. First five guys, in fact, up. They added a couple in the eighth, and then Cartaya put the beautiful Dodger blue bow on the whole thing with a grand slam home run. Here's Leal's pitch. Good off-speed delivery. Swung on and missed. That was 74 and up, and Hosey swung right through it. And David made 20 appearances with the Rockhounds a year ago, 19 as a starter. He appeared in relief in his first appearance this year. Delivers outside for a ball, 1-1. Came on in relief against Northwest Arkansas in relief of Mason Miller, who is now with Las Vegas after just one start with the Hounds. What a contrast that was. Runner goes from second base. Pitch swung on. Lifted in the air to center. Back is Dykeman. Is he going to get there? Over the shoulder. Reaches up. And he hauled it in for the out. What a catch by Dykeman. His back was absolutely to the press box when he made that catch. So had to wait and make sure we got the out call. That is a tremendous grab over the shoulder, straight away, center field by Dykeman, and looking back into the sun as well. That was outstanding. Edge of the track. Stowers, who was breaking with the pitch, had enough time to get back to second base. Well, that is a really good play. Straight away center field for Greg Dykeman. Two men down, top of the order. Here's Johnny DeLuca. He drove the ball to deep center his first time. Base of the wall. Bouncer to third. Backhanded by Harris. He'll get to the bag at third himself for the force out. So a close call, but the two base hits go by the board here in the top half of the second inning. So with some really good glove work from the center fielder, David Leal gets out of the inning. To the bottom half of the second we go. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after 1.5, Tulsa on top with a score of 2-0.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Kyle Hurt set the Rockhounds up and down in order in the bottom half of the first, so he'll face the middle third of the order. The guy who made the really good play a moment ago, Greg Dykeman, and J.J. Schwarz and Daryl Hernandez here in the second. Infield pretty much in shadows now. The only real issue would be anything hit in the air toward the shortstop. Two steps back off the dirt. You get right on the edge of where the sun is peering over that stadium roof. Left field and center field are the sun fields at the moment. And here's Greg Dykeman now to lead it off. First pitch swing, a foul ball straight back out of play. Greg, left-handed hitter. Solid start at 250 with a home run, three driven in. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. 97 with a fastball again from Kyle Hurt. University of Southern California is his alma mater, originally a Miami Marlins farmhand, came over to the Dodgers in a trade with the Marlins. 0-2. Delivery swung on, rolled toward the middle, and got through. Base hit. Ball went through on the right side of the bag as you and I look at it. That was an 0-2 pitch. Every time you hit a base hit on 0-2, that's a little added bonus, a little added tip of the cap as far as I'm concerned. So the two-strike base hit. Here's J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-for-3 last night, making his debut on the season. Had three strikeouts and also drew a base on balls. Right-handed hitter. He's the DH in this one and takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Daryl Hernandez on deck. Downs down 2-0. David Leal getting out of a mini jam in the top half of the inning. We'll toss over to first base. Base runner will get back. Kyle Hurt has the sign. Right-hander comes set. Delivery to J.J. Swung on and looped high and foul. Crystal blue sky, and that's going to find its way. Oh, just short. Just short of the grass berm. Small herd of youngsters out there looking for the souvenir, and they missed by, oh, just a matter of feet. Count is one ball and two strikes to J.J. Check me 0-2, I believe. I'm working for J.J., trying to get him 1-2 count. Right-handed hitter, absolutely straight away. Takes him up and in. Boy, did it hit him? That is bat. That is one, maybe part of the hand as well. Ball and two strikes, or excuse me, 0-2. I still want to make that a one-ball, two-strike count. Wrote one down, and there was no pitch. So 0-2 to Schwarz.
J.J. drafted by the A's out of the University of Florida. Eighth rounder was J.J. Schwartz, 2018. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. So that is Hurt's first strikeout. Again, his track record as a pro, he will strike out a whole bunch of guys. The bases on balls is the absolute issue, but none on the card here early tonight. Strike out his first. One on, one out. Here's Darryl Hernandez. Toss to first. Boy, that's right down on the body. That was close. Sweep tag by Brandon Lewis, not quite in time. Hurt comes set. Hands right at the letters, tucked against the body. Delivery sails up high to Hernandez for ball one. Darryl, 1-for-8 in the homestand. Went 2-for-7 against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on the road. Got last night off. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Just down and away for a ball, 2-0. Rosters, of course, as of 2021, expanded after the season that went away due to the pandemic. So 28-man roster, which is much larger than in the, excuse the expression, old days, as a pitch goes to the dirt. Back to the screen. Now to second base goes Greg Dykeman on the wild pitch. So 3-0 count. And Darryl Hernandez will regroup. Darryl, as we have mentioned, out of El Paso. Baltimore Orioles farmhand before being traded by the A's to the Orioles, or vice versa, rather, Cole Irvin going from Oakland to Baltimore. 3-0, got there, called strike. That 3-0 count, which is now 3-1, that's the first time that Hurt has really been behind a batter. Six batters into the order, first time around, of course. 3-1 pitch. Well, settles right over the heart of the plate. Backup slider for a called strike, 3-2. Started at Darryl's hip and just busted right over the heart of the plate. 3-2 set, Dykeman the lead off second. Pitch by Hurt, and a swing and a miss. Darryl Hernandez out on strikes. Well, any pitcher, of course, has to kind of like that a little bit extra. Got behind 3-0, came back, got the strikeout. But for Kyle Hurt, a little bit of added importance, perhaps. Because instead of issuing the walk, he comes back, gets the whiff. Now here's Jeremy Ironman. 2-0 Tulsa, bottom half of the second inning. Runner in scoring position with two out. And a pitch down and away to Jeremy, looking for his first hit of 2023. Jeremy's got a little bit of a homecoming on the way. Rockhounds are at Springfield, Missouri next week. It's where Missouri State University is located. That is Jeremy's alma mater, swinging a pop foul right side. Is that going to stay fair? Jeremy thought it was a foul ball. It's going to go back into fair territory. And first baseman Brandon Lewis will make that catch. So a pop-up first base side. I was in the same mind as Jeremy. I thought that ball might be a foul ball, but again, the wind is pushing right to left, and ball stayed in fair territory. In fact, it is his glove for the out, so a leadoff single goes by the board in this one. We've played a couple here at Momentum Bank Ballpark, fourth game of this six-game series. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 2, and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters.
And I'm going to quickly do this because I just hit the wrong button. If you're keeping score at home, that's error broadcaster.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top half of the third, and wouldn't you know, error broadcaster and first pitch swing. Jorba Divas with a line drive. Single to right field and a base hit. Divas doubled on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. He singles on the first pitch he sees here in the third. And after that double in the first inning, this guy knocked one out of the ballpark. Andy Páez, center fielder, takes down and in for a ball. Breaking pitch low and inside, 1-0. Páez with his first home run, but his 8th and 9th RBIs. And he continues to have a monster series. The 1-0 stretch pitched by Leal. Jammed him, and it's fouled straight back. That'll put a dent in the press box, and it's one ball, one strike. So Jorba Divas off to a 2-for-2 start. He's on at first. Nobody down. 2-0 Tulsa. Top of the third. Páez is now 4-for-8 in this series with 6 runs driven in. Takes just outside for a ball. It's 2-1. And again, he's the guy who has been on base just a ton. 4-for-8, 5 walks, 3 hit by pitch. He's been on base 12 out of 16 times in this series. Takes, slowing in for a ball, and the count 3-1. Páez out of Havana, Cuba. Was a corner outfielder a year ago. The Dodgers giving him a lot of time. Really, he's been the everyday center fielder. He's a 3-1. And that is ripped, but just foul line drive down the left field side. 3-2. It's absolutely monstrous power. When you go through the Baseball America Prospect Handbook, Baseball America, they're really the folks who kind of invented prospect research as we know it. Had some help from a man. All first name is Joel, and the last name just absolutely flew by me. 3-2. Ball hit high in the air, left center field. Dykeman going back. Does he have room? I don't think so. I think this is gone. It is gone by a bunch! In the first and again in the third, Vivas reaches base and Páez delivers. He absolutely blasted that. Ball went out over the 384 sign and it cleared it by a lot. Just monstrous power for Andy Páez. And again, the wind, tough to tell if it helps or hindered, but that wouldn't matter a bit. That ball's out anyway and it is 4-0. And Andy Páez has driven in all 4. Pitch to the inside corner to Diego Cartaya. He popped out to first base his first time up. And he's 4-for-9 in the series with a grand slam. Swings roller toward third base under the glove of Harris. Retrieved by Hernandez, the shortstop. Good strong throw. Got him. No, one man down. So Andy Páez all of a sudden has 2 home runs and 11 driven in. How about this series for Páez? He is now 5-for-9, on base, 13 out of 17. And he has 2 home runs and now has 8 runs driven in the series. Off-speed pitch swung on a miss by Brandon Lewis, 0-1. When Páez, who, again, he is just a tremendous hitter, not necessarily for average. Pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. But David Leal can be very tough to sit back on to get your swing timed. And boy, I mean, Páez just 2 perfect swings. A swing and a miss by Brandon Lewis, 1-2. I mean, the location of those home runs, almost identical. The deepest power section of the power alley in left center by the right-handed hitter. So just sitting back perfectly. Here's a swing and a foul away. It's back through the on-deck circle. So 4-0 is our score. Boy, and the Drillers, my goodness. The last six innings of this series have now put 13 runs on the board. Pitch down and into Lewis, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the right-handed hitting first baseman. Struck out his first time. Leal's 2-2 pitch. Ball hit in the air to right field. That's well struck. And Schumann back. He'll make the catch. Line drive to Max in right. Two men down. Rockhounds defensively have Michael Goldberg in left field. Greg Dykeman in center made that terrific catch an inning ago. Max Schumann is in right field. Brett Harris back at third base tonight. Daryl Hernandez at shortstop. Jeremy Eierman at second base. Logan Davidson at first. Catcher is Shane McGuire. Now Leal's pitch swung on and popped up by Stowers. Well, that's a news flash. Stowers flies out to shallow right field. Josh Stowers has been retired in this game. Make a note. But Andy Páez most certainly has not. He orbit Vivas two base hits, and he has scored both times thanks to a ball hit out of here, and I mean halfway to the moon, by Andy Páez. To the bottom half of the third we go. Village Car Wash score now reads Andy Páez 4 in the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Tulsa leads it 4-0 on a pair of swings by Andy Páez. As we go to the bottom half of the third, 8-9-1 in the order for the Rockhounds. Shane McGuire will lead it off, then Michael Goldberg, and back to the top of the lineup card for Max Schumann against Kyle Hurt. Set that defense for the Drillers behind him as well. Just heard from our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. Have a little trivia for you. Interesting goings on a long time ago on this day at Wrigley Field. You have heard of it. Called strike to Shane, just got there outside corner at the knees. Little backdoor slider. One count. Right-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Comes right back with same pitch. Quickly 0-2. Kyle Hurt, one base hit, two strikeouts through the first two innings. Said right at the top, it's not exactly rocket baseball science. Here's the 0-2 pitch by the right-hander. Chopper toward first, and that'll go right into the glove of Lewis, and he will take it to the bag. Shane McGuire bounces out to first base, one man down. If that double B or W column, depending on how you want to abbreviate it, bases are on balls. If it is blank or not much in it, or how good this guy can be is probably pretty impressive. Here's Michael Goldberg, right-handed hitter. Takes just low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Josh Stowers is the left fielder for Tulsa. Andy Páez, the man in this game, is in center field. Jose Ramos around in right. There's a swing and a miss. Michael chasing a 96-mile-an-hour fastball up and away a bit. Jorbit Vivas is at third base. Eddie's Leonard, the shortstop for the Drillers. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit ball right side. Base hit for Goldberg. Went with it. Good piece of hitting. Fastball, outer side, outer portion of the plate, just went with it, did the right-handed hitter, punched it through on the right side, just out of the reach. Cody Hosey, the second baseman, and Brandon Lewis is at first. Diego Cartaya behind home plate for the Drillers, managed by Scott Hennessy. Second hit of the game, this one belongs to Michael Goldberg, and now here's Max Schumann, flew out to center his first time. Takes just inside for ball one, 1-0. Max, 7 for his first 22 on the season. Has a home run, 5 driven in. Throw to first. Boy, again, that's close. Brandon Lewis gloving that. Heading back in is Michael Goldberg. I think that throw short hopped a little bit. It was picked right off the bag by Brandon Lewis. So Kyle Hurt wants a new baseball, and of course we'll get one. Max Schumann from the right side, one ball, no strikes. Pitch, big swing and a miss. Boy, he had a rip. Well, that's just backyard baseball right there. Throw it as hard as he can. The guy will swing as hard as he can and see what happens. Swing and a miss, and the count now 1-1. Max 4-for-10 in this series, and a swing and a miss again. Boy, second verse, same as the first. 96 and 95 back-to-back, both times a big cut. And now, of course, well, two things here. I don't think Max asked for time out there. He might have, but something got off the grass berm. So Felix Neon, our first base umpire, will have to do the cleanup work. But one way or another, with two strikes in the count, Max gets his timeout. There's the big deep breath, the signature move. Looks at the barrel of the bat as he steps back in. So very familiar. Max waits, 1-2 pitch, hit high in the air to right field. Ramos going back, that's going to run out of steam. The wind might have kept that from being a short porch home run. Ramos will haul it in, well in front of the bullpen fence. Two men down. I'll let you ponder this a little bit. It was on this date at Wrigley Field. It was actually opening day. Opened a little bit later back then. 1925, the Cubs are hosting the Pirates, so all is good. It was a chilly day at Wrigley Field for opening day 1925. Here's Logan Davidson. Logan, fastball down and in. Good stop by Cartaya. And on that chilly afternoon at Wrigley Field, there was a rather unusual sight. There was a guy on the roof at Wrigley Field doing something that had never been done in a big league game before. It was a hard hit ball, but foul. I did not know Juan Delaney was that acrobatic. The Rockhounds' first base coach made a beautiful leap as if jumping a huge rope to get out of a ball that went right under his feet sharply. 1-1 to Logan Davidson. Oh, I see Dela tomorrow. I've got to pat him on the back for that, have a little fun with him. Man, I didn't know he was that agile. Pitch down low, throw behind the runner by Cartaya, not in time. Getting back in is Goldberg. 2-1 to Logan Davidson. Or was it a strike? That's 1-2, forgive me. 1-2. Scoreboard got it, I whiffed. And shaded well up the middle. That's where he bounced out last time, did Logan. Swings and misses, and he is out on strikes, and the inning is over. So Kyle Hurt, whose command has been very good in this game, has three strikeouts and no walks through three. We said he can be really good if that's the scenario, and indeed it is. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Get you a little bit more on that trivia upcoming, and we will go to the top of the fourth, get you some numbers first time through. We've played three Friday Night Baseball. Village Car Wash score. Tulsa now leading the Rockhounds with a score of 4-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
3 innings in the books. And this is a 4-0 Tulsa lead. David Leal's day is over. Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch. When Andy Paez was the speed bump deluxe, a pair of two-run home runs, and that is all the scoring in this game. Tulsa does have 6 base hits, but 2 of them leaving the yard with a man on off the bat. The tremendous prospect, first pitch by Tomioka, tapper right back to the mound. Good play by Shohei, throws the first for the out. Eddie's, and he is out 1-3 on a sharp one hopper right back to the box. One pitch, one swing, one bounce, and so one assist for Shohei. So David Leal goes 3 innings. And gives up 4 runs on 6 base hits. Couple of long balls, first 2 of the year for Andy Paez. Jose Ramos, who is 1-for-1, takes high for ball 1. 1-0. Bottom third of the order. Here in the top half of the 4th inning. Ramos at the plate. Cody Hosey on deck. Pitch to the corner just low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Tomioka with his 2nd appearance in this series. Right-hander comes set. Pitch will find the inside corner. Good backup delivery, and the count goes 2-1. Shohei made his season debut a couple of nights ago in this series. Went an inning and 2/3. 1 hit, 2 strikeouts, and nothing else. Breaking pitch for a called strike, well off speed to the outside corner. Count goes 2-2. So Tulsa 4 runs on 6 base hits. Rockhounds no runs, 2 hits. Yorba DeVos with a double in the first, a single in the third. And Andy Paez followed in each case with a tremendous home run. Swing and a chopper foul, got a piece of it in Ramos. Way out in front of that off speed pitch, but got just enough to stay in the box. Field drifts entirely now into shadows. I don't know if we have a little bit of cloud cover behind us, but no sun to be dealt with. 2-2, a swing and again, really reached for it, but got a piece of it. Ramos, according to the scouting report, struggles with breaking pitches, and he did hang in there on those last two, but just barely making contact with them to hang in with a 2-2 count. Stretch by the right-hander. Pitch fouled straight back on the low fastball. Count stays 2-2. For the Tulsa Drillers going into last night's game in the 7th inning, the Rockhounds led 3-0 Tulsa, no runs on 2 hits. They have scored 13 runs in the now 6 innings since. Here's a ball sent in toward left field and on the move. Goldberg will have to play that on a hop. That's a really good at bat by Ramos. He reached for that pitch. It was down and away, and he reached out, pulled it, yanked it toward the left field corner. Kind of a soft half fly ball, half line drive, and it drops for the base hit. Ramos is 2-for-2. That'll bring up Cody Hosey with the top of the order. Johnny DeLuca waiting on deck. This, the 4th of a 6-game series. Teams play tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 1. Pitch outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Hosey drove the ball, tremendously. Straightaway center field. Greg Dykeman made an over-the-shoulder catch on the edge of the track in straightaway center field. 1-0 pitch gets there, called strike 1-1. So Cody's 0-for-1, but it was a really good swing of the bat. Drillers lead the series 2-1, and game 4 they lead 4-0. 1-1 pitch to the dirt. Good block by Shane McGuire. 2 balls and 1 strike. And the teams meet tomorrow. Ryan Cusick will make his 2nd appearance of the year. A right-hander, former Atlanta Brave farmhand and prospect for the A's, and Dodgers prospect River Ryan. Great name. will take the mound. 2-1 pitch. Line shot. Glove by Jeremy Ironman. Throws behind the runner. And the throw may have deflected off the runner. It gets away, and Logan Davidson will have to track it down. Either that or just basically the baseball and the runner all got there at the same time. So it'll be a throwing error on Jeremy Ironman. Line drive out off Hosey's bat. Jeremy threw behind the runner, had a chance to get him. And, of course, without being able to ask either guy, Jeremy threw it hard. And I'm wondering if maybe just, you know, watch the replay here, just the... Now, the throw was in basically right near the body of the runner. Logan tried to reach across him but could not. So the errant throw, runner in scoring position, and a pitch down and away to Johnny DeLuca. DeLuca 0-for-2 with a, boy, about a 390, maybe even a 400-foot drive and out to center field in the first. And a fielder's choice to end the second inning. Right-handed hitter. He's got some pop. Takes just down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So a runner in scoring position on the game's first error. And it's also trying to add to a 4-0 advantage. Stretching the 2-0. Check swing, foul ball. Didn't mean to, but fouled it away. By the way, tonight, really good bunch on hand. And for that, we say, I want to say thanks, that is, to our friends at Oxy. It is duffel bag night. First 1,000 fans collecting the Rockhounds duffel bag. Compliments of our tremendous corporate partners at Oxy. Thank you, ladies and gents. One and all. 2-1 pitch. Called strike, 2-2. Fireworks follow tomorrow's game, and Sunday's family day will wrap things up. Drillers head for home. They'll be at One Oak Field next Tuesday through Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Popped in the air. Out towards second. Ironman on the outfield. Grasson, Jeremy will tuck that away. And the inning will come to an end. So no runs. A base hit and an error. One man left on base. Oh, you little trivia. We'll sneak that in and we'll get back to that. Those goings on at Wrigley Field those years ago. We have played 3.5. Tulsa, on the strength of Andy Pies, is bat, lead this ballgame. Village Car Wash score, Drillers 4, Rockhounds nothing.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see you at total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Left-hander Alec Gamboa will come out of the Tulsa bullpen, so 3 innings will be it for Kyle Hurt, but he was very good. No runs on a couple of base hits, and Gamboa becomes the pitcher of record as he fires right down the middle, called strike to Brett Harris, and the bottom half of the fourth inning underway. So Gamboa in relief of Hurt. I think, of course, a short stint, but only a very good one for the Dodger prospect. Pitch low and inside for a ball, 1-1. 3 innings, no runs, 2 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Gamboa making his Second appearance of the season. 1-1 pitch comes over the top of the 95 fastball, but is down and away. 2-1. Brett Harris, Greg Dykeman, and J.J. Schwarz here in the last of the fourth. Hounds haven't had a whole lot going, just a couple of base hits. The leg kick and the pitch, more kind of an old-fashioned looking delivery from Alec Gamboa. Pitch foul back, 2-2. Brett Harris bounced to shortstop his first time up. Brett off to a very solid start on the year as a home run, 5 driven in. He's gotten on base, 4 bases on balls in first 6 games. Third baseman with those knees flexed. He waits the 2-2. Down and in, ball 3. Alec Gamboa, who has a beard working, he's got the baseball pants with the stirrups very visible just from below the knee. So, man, he looks like a throwback guy. I like that. Has a big leg kick, delivers, and fires up high for a ball. So Brett Harris now make that his 5th walk of the season. First walk for Tulsa pitching. So ironically, it is Kyle Hurt. Departs with no bases on balls on the card, but Gamboa walks the first man he sees. And the batter is Greg Dykeman, Rockhound center fielder with a base hit in this game. Left-hander, I'm talking about the Cubs. I will get to that trivia. Greg has a little bit of big league time, and it came with the Cubbies. It's down low for a ball. Came up with the A's. And over to the Cubs organization, I mentioned, did have at least a cup of coffee or two in the big leagues. Then re-signing with the A's the second time around as a free agent. And a swing and a miss on a fastball to 95, and down goes 1-1. Alec Gamboa wearing the long Dodger blue sleeves under the gray uniform. Classic looking stuff. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch. Good fastball. Knee high 96 in the outside corner for a called strike. 6 feet, 210 pounds out of Madera, California is the lefty. Short stint, his first time out of the pen. The 1-2 pitch, and that ball is sent toward left field. On the move is Stowers. Will he get there? He reaches up. Can't make the play. Ball is over his glove. Rounding first on his way to second with a stand-up double. Is Greg Dykeman, 2-for-2, inside-out swing. Line drive sliced away from Stowers toward the left field corner. Brett Harris comes around to third base, so the Rockhounds get something going. Second and third, nobody out. The batter is J.J. Schwarz. J.J., a strikeout victim his first time. Against the San Antonio Missions, Alec Gamboa, just two-thirds of an inning, gave up one run on one hit. And walked three batters. He's walked one and given up a hit here. J.J., right-handed hitter, 0-for-4 plus a walk. Again, last night, his first game of the season. Takes, missed by much. Not sure where, to be honest. Maybe. Boy, down and away, maybe. Right-handed hitter. Rockhounds down 4-0. But second and third, nobody out. Looking to cut into that lead in one way, shape, or form. Swing and a miss. The count goes 1-1. Brett Harris drew the walk, and that was a frustrating walk, I'm sure, for Alec Gamboa. He had him down 0-2 and lost him in the next four pitches. Here's the 1-1. Ball sent toward third, but a foul ball. Count 1-2. Real quick now, talking about Wrigley Field. Strange sight. A guy was on the roof at Wrigley Field this date, 1925, when the Cubs and Pirates opened the season, opening day at Wrigley, chilly day. But he was up on the roof, and he was doing something that had not been done ever before at a big league baseball game. And, in fact, today and tonight, there are hundreds of, I would say, very fortunate individuals doing the exact same thing that that guy did. His name was Quinn Ryan. What was he doing on the roof at Wrigley? Lots of folks doing it tonight. Here's the one ball, two-strike stretch. Pitch sails high. The fastball, 90, so mid-range pitch, really. 2-2. J.J. at the plate. Darryl Hernandez waiting on deck. Greg Dykeman, a two-hit game. Single in the second, doubles here in the fourth. Gamboa bends forward at the waist as he comes set. 2-2 pitch, and the ball fouled away. JJ hanging tough. Two balls and two strikes to count. Field completely in shadows. The sky still a beautiful pale evening blue. Just a few high white wispy clouds. A little bit of wind blowing, of course, and a few clouds on the horizon. Gorgeous evening. 2-2 set. Pitch by Gamboa. Ground ball to shortstop. And got a Greg Dykeman in a rundown. He will be tagged out, or did they? They get him? Nope. Missed the tag. How about that? Eddie's Leonard did not tag the base runner. So an RBI, a fielder's choice. It's first and second. Nobody out. It's very interesting to me that the Tulsa dugout, a lot of the players were arguing, but Scott Hennessy nowhere to be seen. So Scott is not arguing. So a fielder's choice for Schwarz. In the score on the play is Brett Harris. So JJ with an RBI. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from one of the two Drillers pitching coaches. They wear windbreakers, not uniform numbers, so can't tell them apart. Ryan Denick and Duran Olinger. So, not a base hit, but it's an RBI, and it's first and second, nobody out. So JJ at first, Greg Dykeman gets back to second. Greg broke from second toward third. The shortstop, Leonard, made the play. Ran after Greg a little bit as if to tag him, and he was pretty much right there. But Greg somehow just moved the body enough to avoid the tag. And while the dugout argued a little bit, manager Scott Hennessy did not. Should tell us a little bit. Here's Darryl Hernandez, and he takes down low for ball one. So first and second, nobody out. Schwarz at first, Dykeman back at second. Pitch to Hernandez, he fouls it away. It is Darryl, one ball and one strike. Darryl 3-for-16 overall, just 1-for-9 in the series, and he has 6 strikeouts against Tulsa pitching. Now Darryl looking to get something going. Score now 4-1 with the Drillers on top. The 1-1 pitch, and that's fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Darryl Hernandez last year played at 3 different levels on the Orioles ladder. Started at single A, a return to that level, which was disappointing to him, but his conduct was just exemplary, repeating the level. The 1-2 and a swing and a foul tip, got a tiny piece of it. I was watching an interview with him and drew a lot of compliments from the Baltimore Orioles minor league organization and the field staff at single A. He was just one of those numbers things. There just wasn't room for him at high A, so he had to repeat the level, and certainly it was disappointing. 1-2 pitch, ground ball out towards second, might be two. Flip to short for one and on to first, and yes, sir, 4-6-3. Goes the double play, so Darryl still having a very frustrating home opening series. J.J. Schwarz is forced out at second base. Coming to third is Greg Dykeman, but it comes on a double play. So here's Jeremy Ironman. It's 4-1 to boy the Hounds with second and third, nobody out. You want to do more than just a run. Jeremy popped out to first base his first time up. Dykeman takes the lead. Pitch way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. On the other side of our commercial timeout, we will tell you what it was that Quinn Ryan was doing on the roof at Wrigley Field. What do you suppose it was those years ago, 1925? What, 98 years ago? Wow. Pitch down low and in, 2-0. Up on the roof on a chilly opening day at Wrigley Field. Nobody had ever done what he did before. But today and tonight, hundreds of very fortunate folks are doing what Quinn Ryan did. Maybe not on the roof. Pitch down and in, ball three. So 3-0, and again, Gamboa. A 3-0 count here. Remember, this inning started with an 0-2 count, but he ended up walking Brett Harris, and that eventually resulted in a run. 3-0, Ironman waits, swings in a chopper toward third. In between hop, handled by Vivas, long throw, got him. So Jeremy bounces out, and the inning will come to an end. It is one run on one base hit. Fielder's choice, double play, and a I guess a miss on a tag or some pretty good work to avoid it by Greg Dykeman. So we have completed four innings of play. Trivia answer coming up on the other side of the break. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Shohei Tomioka back to the mound for the top half of the fifth. Boy, it's two swings that have really shaped this game, and they are both off the bat of Andy Páez after Yorbit Vivas got a base hit. Well, who do you suppose are the first two guys up in the inning? Yorbit Vivas and Andy Páez. 4-1, the Tulsa Drillers in the lead. Quinn Ryan was on the roof at Wrigley Field this date, 1925, watching the Cubs and the Pirates. He was doing more than watching it, and nobody had ever done it before. Quinn Ryan was there as an employee of WGN Radio, and he was doing a fully live broadcast of a regular season Major League game, the first such occurrence ever. And it was on the roof at Wrigley. I love that. Here is Yorbit Vivas, takes up high this time. That's the first pitch he has not swung at. Doubled and singled in the first and third, respectively, each on a first pitch. The 1-0 set, Tomioka's delivery way high from Shohei, and the count goes 2-0. And again, Vivas with two base hits, and shortly thereafter, Andy Páez, who is again, of course, on deck, left the yard, 4-1 Tulsa. 2-0 pitch, and that is sliced down the left field line, inside-out swing, that'll go for extras. So Vivas is 3-for-3. And my goodness, Andy Páez looking for a hat trick, the likes of which you do not see very often. Vivas really fought that off. That was, as was his double in the first inning, and went the opposite way. That time really looked like he just kind of fought that pitch away and sent it down inside the line into the corner. Michael Goldberg got there in a hurry, but Vivas with an easy double. And here is Andy Páez. He is 2-for-2 each time with a home run. His first two of the year, not likely to be his last. Stretch by Tomioka, pitch from Shohei. Down and away for a ball, 1-0. This fella and the guy on deck, Diego Cartaya, mentioned earlier, two of the strongest young hitters in all of minor league baseball, certainly in the Dodgers organization. The 1-0 pitch, up and in for ball two. Check this guy's numbers. 5-for-9 in the series, 2 home runs, 8 driven in, 5 walks, 3 hit by pitch. That's a, well, it's more than a month. That's a year for some guys. Pretty good month. Pitch up high for a ball, 3 balls, no strikes. Shohei has mentioned his second appearance of the season, mentioned he pitched against the Drillers earlier in this series. Pitch right down the middle, and Páez not interested in swinging at all. 3 balls and 1 strike. If I did not say, Shohei gave up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts in an inning and 2/3. Very solid performance against Tulsa. Leadoff double, though, here in the fifth, and Páez at the plate, 3-1. Up high, ball 4. He is on base again. I mean, Andy Páez is His series has just been ridiculous. He has now reached base 9 times on walks and hit by pitch alone, and this is game 4. And he also has 5 base hits. So on base, 14 of 18. In this series is Andy Páez. That is just stupid good, and I mean that nicely, by the way, Andy. I just mean that with a little humor. That's tremendous. Here's Cartaya. Takes ball 1. Well, Diego's in a horrible slump in this series. He's 0 for 2, so 4 for 10. Home run and 5 ribbies, 4 of them on the Grand Slam last night. 21-year-old, here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside corner called strike 1-1. Has a chance to be an absolute premier hitter in the big leagues. Defense has been a strength of his, but kind of an interesting, just the path of his career, the 1-1 high and away for a ball. Baseball America was pointing this out. He's gotten bigger and stronger, and as a result, not quite as flexible, not quite as nimble behind the plate in terms of blocking pitches, et cetera. That particularly, he's a really good game caller. He communicates really well. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and man, he had a rip. But again, you get bigger, you get stronger, body changes a little bit, and it just sometimes, especially for a catcher, it affects the way you play. Well, this guy has the look of an absolute outstanding major leaguer. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-1, nobody out. 2-2 pitch, and that's bounced foul, got out in front of an off-speed pitch. Count stays 2-2, Brandon Lewis waiting on deck. I mentioned our tribute from Hilliard Office Solutions. Quinn Ryan became the first guy to do a fully, completely live radio broadcast of a regular season Major League Baseball game on this date all those years ago, 1925. Pitch fouled away. Count stays 2-2. I don't know what it says about the idea that they made him do it from the roof. I think they had press boxes back then, didn't they? But Quinn broadcast that game from the roof, and as I said, today and tonight, here's the 2-2, swing and a miss, back up off-speed pitch, got him. That's one of those pitches that right off the fingertips, he just had the appearance of a pitch that was going to baffle the hitter. I don't know what it is that sometimes just looks that way, but it did. And Diego, a big cut, but he comes up empty. So 2-1, 1 man down, and Tomioka trying to keep the Drillers off the board here after the Rockhounds got a little something going in the fourth. Here's Brandon Lewis. He has struck out and lined out to right field. Pitch just up and away for a ball, 1-0. As I said, today and tonight, ballparks all across the country. Hundreds of us who are, and I do mean it, fortunate enough to be able to do this very thing, broadcast a baseball game live. So Quinn Ryan, tip of the cap to you those years ago, almost a century. Swing and a miss. Brandon Lewis chasing that pitch up a little bit. 1 ball, 1 strike. Vivas, leadoff double. Yorbit is at second. Andy Páez on base all 3 times in this game. First time he's actually had to stop after 2 home runs. He just circled the bases first 2 times. Runners go. Fly ball center field. Dykeman drifting over. Left center and fairly deep near the track. He'll make the catch. So 2 down in the inning. Vivas retreats and comes back to the bag. That ball well hit off the bat of Brandon Lewis. Runners will retreat back to first and second. Here's Josh Stowers. Well, Cartaya's 0 for 3 in this game, but he's still 4 for 11. Páez just continues to get on base, it seems, every time he comes to the plate. Stowers isn't far behind him. He's 1 for 2 in this game, 9 for 14. And a couple of walks. Set by Tomioka. Shohei's pitch. Beautiful backup off-speed pitch right over the heart of the plate for a strike. Great touch on that pitch by the right-hander. Shohei, 6 feet, 197. Out of Kurobe, Japan. Look at the runner at second. Comes into play. Swing and a miss. Boy, got it. Chasing. Breaking well off the bag is Vivas, but he will get back in. Boy, Storrs really chased that. And, of course, Josh has been swinging the bat so remarkably well in this series. That is the first time I think he's been fooled anything like that. 0-2 the count. Former Frisco Rough Rider, former Texas Ranger farmhand. 0-2 count. 2-on-2 out. All in time. What do we have? Pitch clock violation? Yep, on Shohei. So, one ball, two strikes. We had about, what, one? Maybe one of those on average. And that's about what the big leagues average, at least early on. I have not looked at those numbers lately. But the violations, number of violations, really not high at all. Pitch clock. That is 1-2. Pitch and a swing and a miss. Well, Shohei gets out of the inning, and that's pretty impressive stuff. Again, Vivas and Paez have been on base all six times they have been up in this game, but this time nothing comes of it. So it's no runs on a hit and a walk. No errors, and a man left on base. Actually, a couple of them left on base as Shohei gets through it. So we are midway through this ballgame. And through four and a half, our Village Car Wash. Score of the game, the Tulsa Drillers 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
We go to the bottom half of inning number 5, Tulsa 4 and the Rockhounds 1. Shane McGuire will lead it off. Diego Cartaya is working on some with the shin guards, so pitch clock notwithstanding, that is or something you have to attend to. And now here is Shane McGuire standing in. Michael Goldberg, then back to the top of the order for Max Schumann in the Rockhounds' fifth. A bunt and a good one by McGuire, but barehanded by Gamboa. Throws it wide. May have hit the runner. Boy, in fact, I think it did. And they are saying Shane McGuire is out, and Bobby would like an explanation on this. It was McGuire inside the... They said he was inside the baseline, and he is pointing to it. He says, no way. Boy, that is a tough call. The throw hit Shane, but they said he was inside the baseline, or rather outside the baseline, so he is out. Boy, Bobby is not buying this at all, and it's getting a little more heated here, so... Boy, the out call made. Gamboa made a nice effort to get to it. It was a pretty good bunt, so Shane McGuire will be called out, and that will stand. Wow. So, one man down, and boy, that is a bat of an eye call. But the throw hit McGuire in fair territory, not within that the baseline on the first base side. That's why it's designated, of course, specifically lined out that way with the chalk. Well, it's not chalk anymore, not most places, but you get the point. Michael Goldberg takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. So nobody on, one man down. Gamboa's second inning of work, and Goldberg skies one in the air to the right side, shallow right field. Does anybody know where this is? No. And it's going to slide and drop. That is for a double. That was ball that was popped up into shallow right. Cody Hosey extended his hands to his side and said, I have no idea where it is. The ball dropped, just eluding Jose Ramos, who made a nice effort to get there. Watching on the replay, I thought initially Cody was calling it. He was saying he didn't know where it was. Ramos ended up sliding in right behind him and could not make the play. So that is a double for Michael Goldberg, and he's two for two. Just a little pop-up in the right field. So Hounds get a tough call followed by a good break. Now here's Max Schumann. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Boy, that's the kind you really want to take advantage of that. 4-1 game. Tulsa leads. Bottom of the fifth inning. One on. Goldberg with very good speed. He's on at second. Pitch to Max. Way up high. One ball, one strike. Max Goldberg. I just did a Frankenstein right there. Max Schumann 0-for-2. He's flown to center and flown out to fairly deep right field. That, of course, the short porch side of this ballpark. Set by Gamboa. Goldberg takes the lead. Pitch to Max way outside. Down goes two balls, one strike. Well, Michael Goldberg, by the way, is now 8-for-20 to start the year. That's a cool 400 average. Max waits, 2-1 count. Pitch by Gamboa. Up and in. Down goes 3-1. Gamboa gave up a run on a walk, a double. Fielder's choice eventually bringing home the run. But got a double play and a ground out to avoid any more damage in the fourth. And now here in the fifth, one on, two out. Pitch to Max. Boy, called strike at the knees. Max thought it was low. So three balls, two strikes. He started to walk away, but nope. Dug out, I think, barking a little bit. Bobby might have been as well on up and down right there. Count is full, but first base is open there. That's a couple of times I didn't think Max Schumann was going to call timeout with two strikes in the count. I'm not sure the planet will continue to spin, Max, unless you do that. Right-handed hitter, he's in right field tonight. Schumann waits. Gamboa sets the 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. Didn't miss by a bunch, but miss it does, and it's two men on base. Second straight inning, the Hounds have had two men on against Gamboa. They had second and third, though, with nobody out in the fourth. Got only one. And now here's Logan Davidson. Boy, would he like to bust out right here. Logan 2-for-16 to start the year. He's bounced to short and struck out in this game. Switch hitter will swing around here and bat from the right side. Gamboa, the lefty, comes set. Pitch down the middle, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Hounds have really good speed on the base paths here. Goldberg at second, Schumann at first. And they can both really go. The 0-1 stretch and pitch, swing and a bouncer foul, so count now is 0-2. I mentioned Scott Hennessy, and I was looking in the dugout. I don't see Scott, so I don't know that he is here. Didn't hear anything about that today, but Juan Apodaca, bench coach, appears to be managing. A swing and a miss on a breaking pitch to the dirt, and that's a frustrating AB for Logan Davidson. Three-pitch strikeout, so two men down in the inning, two on, two out. First strikeout for Alec Gamboa. And Juan's got the clipboard and everything, standing at the top step of the dugout, so he's doing the managing tonight for Tulsa, obviously. And here's Brett Harris. So first and second, two down. Brett has bounced to short, walked and scored. Jake's just low and away, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Greg Dykeman, who has had a big night for the Hounds, he is 2-for-2, he's on deck. Ballpark lights starting to take more and more effect now, and breeze is still right to left, foul pole to foul pole. 1-0 stretch, pitch swung on, bounce toward third. That'll be handled by Vivas. Sets up and throws a little wide, but gloved nicely by Lewis for the out. Hounds get a couple of base runners, but Gamboa avoids any damage on the board. So no runs, a hit and a walk. No errors, and two men are left on base. So we have played five Friday night baseball in West Texas, our Village Car Wash. Score of the game, Tulsa 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
Burger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We played five, and boy, it is the Andy Páez show. Tulsa Drillers, actually, if you kind of look at it NBA style, in the old days, a million years ago, it would have been Stockton to Malone, because a couple of times the assist for Yorbit Vivas reaching base, boy, in the slam dunk by Andy Páez, a pair of two-run home runs, one in the first and one in the third. Yorbit Vivas is 3-for-3 with two doubles and a single. Páez is 2-for-2 with two-run homers and a walk. So they have done, boy, not all the damage, but pretty much. All four runs, of course, responsible for those two guys. And of the eight base hits, they've got five of them. Be the bottom third of the order as Brian Howard will face Eddie's Leonard. He is 0-for-2 as the Tulsa shortstop. Brian, tall right-hander at 6'9", delivers down and away for ball one, sixth inning underway, 4-1 Tulsa. We'll get you our line score here through five on this game summary. Brian's pitch, hard hit ball, clean between third and short, base hit on a line drive, and Leonard has his second base hit of the season. One on and nobody down for Jose Ramos. Ramos has two base hits in this game. Including that base hit, Tulsa 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 4-9-0. Rockhounds 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error, 4-1-4-1. The error did no damage, pitched down and away for a ball. Jose Ramos, right-hand hitting right fielder, facing Brian Howard. Brian making his third appearance, he's 2-0 in relief. Big swing and a miss. Longtime starter. Ball one strike. Three and a third innings. Four base hits. No runs. Three walks, three strikeouts, but has a couple of victories. Brian making the transition to the bullpen here in 2023. A swing and a foul back and a count 1-2. This is game four of this series. Tulsa leading 2-1. They've won the last two games. Each team has a come-from-behind win. Rockhounds on Tuesday, Drillers last night. And on the two Andy Páez home runs, Tulsa leads this one 4-1. 1-2 stretch and pitch by Howard, down and away, 2-2. Fireworks night matchup. A couple of prospects go at it tomorrow. River Ryan for Tulsa and Ryan Cusick for the Hounds. 7 o'clock first pitch, fireworks after the game. Backup pitch, just missed inside, 3-2. And on Sunday, a rematch of the opening night match. The 3-2, sliced high and foul into kind of a dark blue-gray sky now, off to the right out of play. Roiber Salinas. Lead for the Hounds. I need to double check that, and before I go any further with that, and it will be the guy who's just been outstanding for Tulsa. Emmett Sheehan will go on Sunday afternoon for Tulsa. Boy, he has just been off the charts terrific. mentioned, Tulsa returns home after Monday's league-wide off day. Tulsa is at home. Something got off the berm down the left field side, so that's one thing the pitch clock cannot govern. That will be retrieved. We'll get back to it. Drillers will be at One Oak Field at home next Tuesday through Sunday. The Rockhounds on the road at Springfield, Missouri, swinging a foul out of play. Count stays 3-2, one on and nobody out here in the top of the sixth. And the Rockhounds home a week from Tuesday. They'll hope the host, that is, the Corpus Christi Hooks, next home stand as 2023 gets going. Drillers have played at home at quick three-game season-opening weekend series. Runner goes, pitch bounced foul. We'll do it again on 3-2. And he's Leonard off with that pitch by Brian Howard. So Ramos and Howard really doing battle. 3-2 a second time, resulting in a foul ball. So a third 3-2 coming here, and we'll see if the runner is going. Time called. We got something again. Boy, something off the berm in right field. Well, I'm all for having a good time in the ballpark to try to keep whatever it is off the playing field. That's the game that really counts. That's the only game to keep in box scores on would be the actual baseball game, not the tossing of the baseballs on the berms. Here's the stretch by Howard, 3-2, third time. Runner not going. Pitch swung on, ground ball, left side, base hit past the diving Brett Harris. Boy, Ramos really earned that, his third consecutive base hit of this game. Yeah, that was well earned, to be sure. Battled on a full count, fouled a couple away, and then just hit a sharply hit ball between third and short for a hit. Two on, nobody down. Here is Cody Hosey. Cody's hit it hard twice. He simply has nothing to show for it. He sent the ball to the track and straightaway center in the second and ripped a line drive into the glove of second baseman Jeremy Ironman in the fourth. Hosey swings and fouls it back, and the count is 0-1. Cody 2 for 12 with a ribby and a K in the series. Howard comes set. Brian is looking at the runner at second. Almost said Bruce Howard. Bruce Howard, by the way, is another of the world's great people. A former and a current co-voice of the Tulsa Drillers and also the voice of the University of Tulsa football and basketball. Great friend. So it's Brian Howard on the mound. Bruce Howard is in the broadcast booth, or will be shortly. He joins Dennis Higgins now at home games on the radio. That's cool. 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Two of the best guys in the business as well, by the way. I am still so chapped that we did not go to One Oak Field this season. I have petitioned the league, but I've heard nothing. Here's the 1-2. Ball popped in the air, but straight back out of play. One ball and two strikes. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca waiting on deck. Boy, then you get into Stockton and Malone, Vivas and Paez. Tulsa leading this game 4-1. Elsewhere, Texas League, Frisco jumped out to an early lead. They still hold it at San Antonio. There's a swing and a miss. Boy, Randa. Delivery up and away, and Hosey really chased it. So a strikeout for Brian, one out in the inning, first and second, and here is DeLuca. Johnny 0-3. Frisco 4, San Antonio nothing. Frisco, that is a really good roster. Don't know what, of course, how things will unfold, but that is a really good roster. Frisco and Tulsa, two of the most talented rosters, according to MILB, in all of minor league baseball. Swing and a miss by DeLuca, 0-1. DeLuca, a very good prospect, former Duck, the University of Oregon. He was a switch hitter in college. The Dodgers asked him to stay to the right side. He takes down on the way here, 1-1, and it's been a good decision. Johnny, an outfielder by trade, designated hitter tonight, 0-3 here. 4-17 in the series with a ribby. Takes up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Shohei Tomioka, two innings, two base hits, no runs, a walk, and a couple of strikeouts. Brian Howard coming on here in the sixth. 2-1, one out, 4-1 Tulsa. Pitch to DeLuca, ground ball, shortstop. Here's Hernandez, flips the second one, get after Hurry a little bit. They get him, nope, safe, beat the throw. He runs well. Bobby thought that throw got there, and I will tell you this, that was bang, bang. Boy, he is not happy at all with Felix Neon. That was, boy, again, that's bat of an eye. But called safe at first base, and boy, Bobby really disagreeing with that. So advancing to third is Eddie's Leonard, fielder's choice, of course, on which DeLuca reaches runners at the corners, and here is Yorba Divas, 3-for-3, two doubles, a single, and the first two times he reached, he scored on a Paez home run. Runner bluffs, doesn't go, shot up the middle, and Hernandez picks it clean, gets to the bag, does the Rockhound shortstop for the out. Well, I don't know if he saw it, but he got it in his glove. That was a rocket shot up the middle, and Hernandez picked it clean, inning over. And boy, that is an RBI taken away. That ball was absolutely ripped by Divas. Play by Hernandez, inning is over. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Village Car Wash score will remain Tulsa 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Malik Gamboa will go back to the mound for his third inning of work, bottom half of the sixth. Gamboa, pitcher of record for Tulsa, relieved Kyle Hurt in the fourth inning. 4-1, Drillers lead, middle third of the Rockhounds order. Greg Dykeman, J.J. Schwarz, and Daryl Hernandez, who came up with a clean pick of that one-hop laser up the middle by Norbert Vivas a couple of moments ago. Greg is 2-for-2. He has singled and doubled in this game. Lefty-lefty matchup here as Gamboa comes set. And a leg kick and fires over the top. We don't see many guys throw it that way anymore. Pitch down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Leans in, has his sign again. Leans forward at the waist, settles in a little bit. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, foul ball, right back to the screen. 1-1. I believe I mentioned Alec is a Californian from Madera. Pretty sure I did, but that is his hometown. And trying to move up the ladder of the L.A. Dodgers. One ball and one strike. That's not easy. Swing and a miss and a 1-2 count. Changing speeds really nicely there is Gamboa. Driller shortstop is Eddie's Leonard. He is shading solidly toward the middle. Gamboa set with a 1-2 count, lefty-lefty with Dykeman at the plate. Pitch to Greg, fastball called, third strike, boy, just got there knee-high. If that's in the zone, that is a perfect pitch. Dykeman thought it was low, and that is right on the border. That was 94 miles an hour, just right at the hollow of the knee, perhaps. Second strikeout for Alec Gamboa. Here's J.J. Schwarz. He's 0-for-2 with an RBI. Drove in a run with a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Hounds got on the board in the fourth, but boy, missed a chance to do more. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Paez is going back. He is still going back, and he is at the wall and backpedals to make the play. Boy, J.J. put a drive into that, but Paez, who is, of course, the difference in this game, he's knocked the ball over that wall twice, hauls it in with his back probably right against the outfield wall. Two down for Darryl Hernandez. Darryl, tough night at the plate. He struck out and bounced into a double play. That was a big moment. The Hounds started the fourth inning with second and third, nobody out. But got in only one run. Check swing, up high. Did he go? Nope, did not. I am, as the great, we were talking Cubbies earlier, the late, great Harry Carey. I'm Ramos. Not mentioning the umpiring crew, Ty Krause, our crew chief, behind home plate, Glendale, Arizona, is home. The swing, little looper, shallow center, and Eddie is going to drop down in front of Paez. Sliding attempt. He made one there last night, barely. But this time a base hit for Darryl Hernandez, and man, that's got to feel nice. He's now just 2 for 11 in the homestand. Old flare base hit to center field, so Rockhounds would love to do something with this. Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. Jeremy has popped to first and bounced out to third base, 0 for 2. First base umpire is Felix Neon. He is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It's a swing and a fly ball to right field. This is well struck, but it's going to run out of room and tracking it down. Edge of the warning track is Ramos, and the inning will come to an end. Jeremy with an opposite field swing of the bat, and he got it deep, but not deep enough. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and one man is left on base. So we have played six. The outstanding L.A. Dodgers prospect, Andy Paez, has been the story. A pair of two-run home runs, Village Car Wash score, Drillers 4, Rockhounds 1.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, and Andy Paez, first pitch, swing, fair ball down the left field line. This kid is absolutely tearing things up in this series. Andy Paez swinging at the first pitch of the inning, and of course that is Murphy's Law. Anytime the broadcaster is slow out of the previous inning, the guy's going to swing at the first pitch. Andy does. He is 3 for 3. Two home runs, each with a man on, a walk, and now a double down the left field line. 6 for 10 in the series, plus 9 more times on base. This is 4 games. Pitched down and away to Diego Cartaya. Diego is 0 for 3 in this game, had the big swing last night. Right-handed hitter, he's the catcher. 1-0, whoops, over the heart of the plate from Brian Howard for a strike. So Paez on at second base with a double. Returned on that pitch and just pulled it inside the bag down the third base line. The pitch here missing to Cartaya. It's 2-1. 6 walks and 3 hit batsmen to go with a 6 for 10 at the plate. Andy Paez. Sensational 2-1 pitch swung on and missed, 2-2 to Cartaya. Diego, who is from Maracay, Venezuela, only 21 years of age, has had a lot of, as a young player, a lot of international competition, really a very polished for his age. 2-2, chopper toward third, Harris will charge, Pius will move up, and Brett will make the play nicely. Bobbled the ball just a little bit, kind of got it in the bread basket, but he hung on to it for the out, but that will push Pajas to third base. So Brendan Lewis, the batter, with runner at third and one man down, and Rockhounds trailing 4-1. Have had a couple of chances, really, against Alec Gamboa. Had at least one man on in all three innings and multiple runners in two of them, but now Tulsa trying to get the lead back to four runs. Pitch to the dirt, blocked by Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Brandon Lewis is over three, but he's hit it hard twice. Struck out in the first. He lined out sharply to Max Schumann in right field in the third and hit a ball to the track and just straightaway center field in the fifth. Infield in, 1-0 count. Brian Howard's pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1. Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 1. Drillers trying to add to it here. Thanks again to who else? Andy Pias. 1-1 pitch. Chopper, third base, foul ball. Count goes 1-2. And Josh Stowers on deck. Now, Cartaya is now 0-4 in this game. So he has cooled down, I guess, a little bit. But he's still 4-12 with the grand slam and 5 RBIs. And that's pretty good for four games, isn't it? But Stowers has been tremendous. He's 9-15 in the series. And again, Pata is just, those numbers are just staggering. Fourth game of the series, the Hounds have gotten him out four times total. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaks to the dirt, blocked by McGuire. Two balls and two strikes. Boy, the thankless job of being a catcher. Runner at third base, pitch in the dirt. Shane has blocked two of them here. Brian Howard, second inning of work. Top of the stretch inning. Set by Howard, the 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball 3-3-2 the count. Supply is on at third, double down the line, advance to third, and the bounce out by Cartaya. 3-2, first base open, pitch. Nope, down and away, ball 4. So Ryan Howard offers up a walk. The batter will be Josh Stowers, 1-3 in this one. Again, good indicator of how good he has been in this series. He's 1-3 in the series, and that's a slump. And there comes pitching coach Chris Smith out to the mound. Our Astound Broadband Road to the Show again, twice this week. Max Muncy, former Rockhound 2013 and 14. And again, the great story, almost out of baseball, waived by the A's. Nobody claimed him. The Dodgers finally came calling. Max was thinking maybe he'd get a call from an independent team. Instead, the Dodgers with a job at AAA. It wasn't initially in the big leagues in 2017. Max Muncy, of course, with the Dodgers, has a World Series ring, and he has again just scorched the San Francisco Giants this week. Here's Stowers now as we get back to it. First pitch swing, pop foul, that'll get well out of play. Max Muncy loves hitting against the Giants. He had a two-home run game earlier this week on Monday, and on Wednesday, two nights ago, wrapping the series, hit two more home runs against the Giants. And it wasn't the first time. But he joined some pretty cool company. We'll sneak that in when we can. Here's Josh Stowers. Swings and misses. Throw behind the runner, and boy, that's close. Pajas goes back in standing up. Boy, Brett Harris thought they almost got him. 0-2 count to Stowers. Boy, and very aggressive, very alertly, Shane McGuire firing behind the runner as Pajas went back into third base. So 0-2 to Stowers. He's 1-3 with a single. Runner at third and a runner at first with one out. Pitch swung on, fouled away again, off to the right. Real quick, by the way, Max Muncy came into that series against San Francisco 4-for-33. He went 5-for-9 with 4 home runs and 11 runs batted in, and he didn't even start on Tuesday. 0-2 count. Howard from the stretch, 0-2 pitch, drops to the dirt. Good block. Boy, McGuire's done a great job in this inning behind the plate. 1-2. You know, I neglected to write down Max's career numbers against San Francisco, but he has just absolutely been a monster when it comes to that great all-time series, and he joined some big names with that 11-ribby three-game series. 1-2 pitch by Bryant in the dirt, blocked by McGuire. Now the runner will move from first to second, but the run will not score. So a wild pitch and a 2-2 count. But that changes the complexion of the inning a little bit as Brandon Lewis gets into scoring position, takes away what would be a routine or at least the common form of a double play. You can always turn one if there are fewer than two outs, but it's not going to be a classic one here if you do it. Second and third, the pitch, my goodness, up and away, ball three. So the leadoff double by Paez, bounce out, and a base on balls, and now a 3-2 count. First base is open, but Stowers was down 0-2. It's now 3-2. Stretch by Howard, pitch by Bryan. That's low and away, and he's talking to himself, ball four. And the bases are now loaded. So that's two walks and a strikeout for Bryan. And boy, that's, again, a little tough to figure. He's a guy with a lot of experience at this level and the next level up. But the big, tall right-hander is in a bit of a jam. He now has 5 walks, 4 strikeouts in his 3 appearances this year. And here is Eddie's Leonard. Pitch by Howard. Low away, blocked by McGuire just enough to keep the run from scoring. Shane McGuire has just done a marvelous job behind the dish. He didn't completely smother that one, but he kept it close enough to the edge of the batting circle that Paez didn't try to score. Bases are loaded. One man down at a 1-0 count now to Eddie's Leonard. He singled his last time, 1-for-3 in the game. 1-0 stretch. Pitch by Howard. To the corner, called strike, outside edge, knee high, 1-1. But Tulsa trying to do here in the seventh inning tonight what they did late in last night's ball game. Maybe kind of put this thing out of reach. We'll see. The pitch swung on, pop, straight foul, out of play, straight back in out of play, foul ball. Leonard, right-handed hitter. And Eddie's one of those many Tulsa drillers who is listed among the Dodgers' top 30 prospects by multiple sources, in fact. 1-2, the count. Bases full, pitch by Howard. Bounce foul over toward the Tulsa dugout on the third base side, still 1-2. Jose Ramos, who is 3-for-3 in this game, is in the on-deck circle. Ball retrieved now, and so Leonard will step out for a moment. And, of course, pitch clock is briefly suspended there. Now they get it going again. So 1-2, second time. Howard comes set, bases full, pitch takes flight, 1-2, popped up, right side, foul ground. Is it playable? It is. Logan Davidson will glove it, the first baseman. That curling trajectory, the ball started and got to the edge of the stands and then curled back in, and Davidson made the play right in front of his own dugout, did Logan. So two men down, and boy, this is a big, big batter right here. Jose Ramos is 3-for-3. He is at the plate. This game is a 3-run game, but the bases are full with two men down. Pitch to Ramos in the dirt, and yet again Shane McGuire with a block. Isn't that something? I mean, this guy has been tremendous in this inning, and there is nowhere anything near the box score that shows how good he has been, but he has saved runs multiple times. Ramos waits, 1-0 count, pitch by Bryan. Swing and a miss, boy, came right at him, up and in, and the count goes 1-1. Ramos with a hat trick of singles in this game. Bases full, and I remind you, the guy at first is Stowers, and he runs really well. 1-1 pitch. Punch, but foul to the screen, right side, out of play, 1-2. Ryan Howard got out of a bit of a jam in the sixth inning. Tomioka got out of a jam to Shohei in the fifth. Seventh inning here, bases full, two down, 1-2 pitch. To the dirt, blocked again. Shane McGuire. Well, if he doesn't get a pat on the back or two or three or 20 when he goes to the dugout, something's not right. 2-2 the count to Ramos. Jose batting from the right side, hands held way high as he waggles that bat. 2-2 pitch up, high ball, 3. Activity behind Brian in the bullpen. But right now, this is Brian Howard, Jose Ramos. Bases full, count full, 2 down. Big right-hander stretches and pitches. Check swing. Did he go? The appeal say no. Ball 4. Pitch looked pretty good, but it just missed. And that will force home a run. So, in the score is Paez. And here comes Bobby, and that's going to be it for Brian Howard. Boy, it's a frustrating outing. Certainly for Brian. I've said it before, just one of the really good guys on anybody's roster, but he has got to be a frustrated pitcher now as he walks off the mound. A couple of walks, actually 3 walks in the inning, along with the double, and Paez will come across to score. So Andy has driven in 4 and scored the other. So he's scored 3, of course, with a couple of home runs. And the bases will remain loaded. So we're in the top of the stretch inning. Bases full, 2 men down, 5-1 Tulsa. The lead down in this game, and very frustrating for Brian Howard, a guy with experience at this level. And the Hounds will again go back to the bullpen here, and Trayson Kubo will come on to pitch. Right-hander has spent part of last year with the Rockhounds. So Trayson will come on. He will face Cody Posey with the bases full. 2 down, 1 in, and Tulsa leading 5-1. Mentioned Max Muncy, 5-for-9, 4 home runs and 11 RBIs in a 3-game series at San Francisco. And that total of runs batted in a 3-game series, tied for the second most in Los Angeles and actually in Dodger franchise history. Frank Howard of the Dodgers, big guy. Frank Howard had 12 ribbies in a series, a 3-game series, 3-gamer, in 1962. And a Hall of Famer, Gil Hodges, had a dozen way back in 1949. Two guys with 11 ribbies in the 3-game series for the Dodgers. Babe Herman, that's not Babe Ruth, but Babe Herman was a tremendous player for the Dodgers, among others. And another Hall of Famer, former Texas Leaguer, in fact, Mike Piazza. And now add to those names, Max Muncy. 5-for-9, 4 homers, 11 driven in one of the great rivalries in all of baseball. Now here's Cody Hosey. Trayson Kubo's pitch bends over the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. All 3 base runners, of course, belong to Brian Howard. Trayson Kubo now trying to keep this a 4-run game. Hosey 0-for-3, but he's hit it hard twice. Swing and a miss, but on a pitch in the dirt. Shane got a piece of it, blocked it, and 2 runs, perhaps coming to the plate. The throw to Kubo, and I think they got him. They did. He's out. And Kubo, I think, might be hurt. Collision at home plate, and boy, Trayson took the worst of that. Lewis scored. Stowers tried to score from second base. I think Trayson is okay, but boy, he took a pop. So 1 run scores out at the plate for the final out of the inning. Crazy play there, but Tulsa will add to the lead. Boy, to his credit, I mean, I don't know how many pitches in the dirt, and Shane McGuire got a piece of every one of them. He blocked that one to a point that it skittered away. Almost an impossible pitch to block. 1 run scored. Stowers tried to get there from second. He was thrown out on a collision at the plate. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 6, Rockhounds 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Alec Gamboa going back to the mound, and he will take with him now a 6-1 advantage. Well, the Drillers scoring runs in this game about as different in terms of the methodology of scoring. The vehicle's about as different as they can be. Andy Paez, a pair of two-run homers, and then a double, a walk, a wild pitch, another walk, and another wild pitch. Somewhere in there, yeah, one of those, of course, a bases-loaded walk. Forgot to give Mr. Ramos his RBI, so, boy, a bases-loaded walk, a wild pitch. Two runs on a hit, three walks in the errant delivery. And Shane McGuire, man, he leads this inning off, and I tip my cap to this kid. He played his backside off in the seventh inning behind the plate, takes a called strike. Now, I'll grant you, a run finally scored on a wild pitch, but, boy, there could have been four, maybe five of them. Tremendous job, young man, tremendous job, Shane McGuire. The 0-1 pitch lifted high and foul into what is now a pitch-black night sky. Off to the left, out of play, McGuire, Michael Goldberg, and back to the top of the order for Max Schumann. Right after this AB, we'll get you our non-Googleable trivia. The 0-2 set, lefty-lefty, Gamboa delivers, ground ball to the first baseman on a sharp, long one hop. And Lewis will get there and take it himself. Well, the baseball heavens didn't smile there. You play the way you did defensively, almost out of get a base hit. Non-Googleable trivia will give you just a pitch or two here. Only six catchers have ever been, this is appropriate, talking about catchers, only six have been behind the plate for at least 2,000 games in the big leagues, and only one of the six did it with a single team. Who is he? Michael Goldberg swings, ground ball, shortstop, right on the ground, and Leonard makes the quick play, throws to first for the out. Only six catchers have ever been behind the plate for two. That is a lot of baseball behind the plate. 2,000 or more games. Of the six, only one, they reached the milestone on this date, did it while playing for just one big league team. Who is he? Top of the order, Max Schumann, 0-for-2 with a walk. Tulsa again in control now, 6-1 the score, and they've led it since the top of the first. Max takes down and in for ball one. We'll give you the five who did it with multiple teams: Jason Kendall, Gary Carter, Bob Boone, Carlton Fisk, and the great Pudge Rodriguez. 1-0 pitch, just down low, ball two. So again, so you've got Jason Kendall, Gary Carter, Bob Boone, Carlton Fisk, and Pudge Rodriguez, 2,000 or more games. The most recent to join the list is the only one to do it with one team. Here's the 2-0. Max takes, called strike, 2-1. So on this date, caught his 2,000th game with the St. Louis Cardinals 2 years ago, just retired. Hall of Fame waits, Yadier Molina. 2-1 pitch, bounces up there, 3-1 the count. The great Yadier Molina, Yadi as he is referred to, beloved in St. Louis, deservedly so. Got his 2,000th game on this date 2 years ago with the Redbirds. 3-1 pitch, way up high, and Max will draw his second walk. And Gamboa has walked three, struck out two. In what is a piggyback start, of course, for the Drillers. There is activity behind the left-hander in the bullpen. Bottom of the seventh inning, Tulsa 6, Rockhounds 1. One on, two out. Logan Davidson 0 for 3, and here comes a visit to the mound. This could be a pitching change, by the way, again. I think Scott Hennessy is managing from the dugout tonight, so let's see. It might just be a conversation. Usually, of course, if the manager is in the house, as usually the case, he'll make that change, but it doesn't have to be the manager, so we'll see. Well, just a conversation, and Gamboa will stay on. By the way, I didn't use it for trivia. Two reasons. I couldn't think of a really good question or a good way to phrase it. Plus, I didn't want to weep openly. I grew up a New York Yankee fan. I grew up in Seattle, but we didn't have a big league team. And the Yankees had Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra and all those guys, and Whitey Ford. They were on TV all the time in Seattle, or at least once a week. So I kind of got to be a Yankee fan. Sorry. Pitch inside for ball one to Logan Davidson. 1960. On this date, Bill Mazeroski hit the first home run of the season at Forbes Field for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He also hit the last home run of that season at Forbes Field for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Did Mazeroski. He wasn't a home run hitter. 1-0 pitch inside, ball two, 2-0. Yep, the first one was just a nice swing of the bat on an April day. The last one was Game 7 of the 1960 World Series, and the heartbreaking part to me was Yogi Berra was playing in left field and watched that ball sail out helplessly. I wept on the school ground. The pitch ground ball sharply hit deep. Shortstop, long throw on a hop in time. Eddie's Leonard astride onto the grass. A long, strong throw. One hop backhanded by Lewis for the out. Boy, Eddie's Leonard with a gorgeous piece of defense. Logan Davidson retired on a beautiful play. No runs or hits, a walk and a man left. We've played 7. Our Village Car Wash score of the ball game remains Tulsa 6 and the Rockhounds 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We have played 7, and the Tulsa Drillers are in command in this game, largely on the long ball. Andy Pye has a pair of 2-run homers early on in the first and again in the third. Each time, Yorbet Divas was the man who had reached. And Andy Pye has also scored a run in the, I guess, the less dramatic 7th inning. But 2 in the first, 2 in the third, all Pye has, at least in terms of production. And his double started the 7th, and he scored one of the 2 runs Tulsa brought across there. 6-1 score. Cody Hosey back to the plate. Takes a called strike from Trayson Kubo in the outside corner. He was at the plate when the last inning ended on the play at the dish. Good to see Trayson okay. He took a little bit of a pop from Josh Stowers, a collision at the plate on which Josh was out trying to score from second on the wild pitch. Fly ball, straightaway center, not deep. Greg Dykeman coming on very shallow center field to make the catch. One down here in inning number 8. So grab the totals for you, but boy, this has been, and it's frustrating because really good bunch tonight. Mike Markham telling me 4,715 in the house, so a really good bunch. Thanks so much to our friends at Oxy for duffel bag night tonight and a good bunch, but Tulsa spoiling the day, at least on the scoreboard. Pitch down and away for a ball to Johnny DeLuca with Yorvid Vivas on deck. Andy Paez would be next. Fourth in the inning if they get that far. Alec Gamboa's evening of the piers is over. Pitch called strike. outside corner knee high. Activity has continued in the bullpen. Gamboa, pitcher of record, piggyback start, goes four innings. Gave up one run, kind of Frankensteined together by the Hounds. Pitch down and away here, two balls, one strike. Tulsa six runs on 11 base hits. Rockdowns one run, five hits, one error in the game. Tulsa closing in on winning number three in a row in this series. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-1. Teams go tomorrow night. Pair of prospects on the mound. Ryan Cusick for the Rockhounds and River Ryan for the Tulsa Drillers. 7 o'clock start time with post-game fireworks. 3-1 pitch, up and in. So base on balls, DeLuca will draw the walk.
Now batting number 13,
Yorbit Vivas will be the batter. He is 3-for-4, two doubles and a single, and after each of his first two hits, he trotted home on an Andy Paez home run, and that's where this ball game really took shape early. As Paez launched a couple out of here. Pitch drops down low, and again, Shane McGuire scrambling, making the good block. Boy, he has just been everywhere. He will sleep well tonight with the Rockhounds catcher. Boy, I mean, that seventh inning alone, flat wear your backside out. That's tough duty back there. Pitch way up high for a ball, two balls, no strikes. But as the cartoon character from a million and a half years ago, Super Chicken, used to say, here's the 2-0 to his colleague who was a lion. Called strike to Vivas in a while. When I mentioned that, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred. And it is. Catching is a, man, it is. That's work. And I know one run scored on a wild pitch, but Shane McGuire has been brilliant tonight. Pitch way up and in for ball three. Three balls, one strike. When Andy Paez on deck. Looking at Paez in this series, it's remarkable baseball stuff. It is somewhat painful, but it's from the Hound standpoint. 3-1 pitch, ground ball out towards shortstop, Bernays, and this should be an easy, and it is. 6-4-3, double play. So Mr. Paez will have to wait. That ball was tailor-made, sharply hit by Vivas right near the bag at second, and Bernays come on to Jeremy Ironman and to Logan Davidson for the double play. So the walk is wiped away. No runs or hits, no errors, and nobody left. Drillers don't go 1-2-3, but only three guys come to the plate with the double play. So we're bound for the bottom of the eighth. Rockhounds have six outs, and they need five runs to extend this ball game. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 6, and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Left-hander Ben Harris is on to pitch, and he will face Brett Harris to lead it off here in the bottom half of inning number 8. And we get time called before. That's interesting, is Diego Cartaya go out for a visit. And something warmed up, got everything going, and then before the first pitch, a mound visit. With Cartaya that is taking care of some business, and so it's Brett Harris, Greg Dykeman, and J.J. Schwarz, 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Kicked by Harris, and a fastball right down the chute called strike. Ben, the winner a couple of nights ago in relief. It's kind of a win by committee, but he was deemed to have been the winning pitcher. Left-hander with a kick. Pitch swung on, ground ball, third base. Looking it into the glove. Vivas, his throw is in time for the out. One ground ball out here in inning number 8. Alec Gamboa, 4 innings, 3 base hits. He gave up 1 run, it was earned. He walked 3, struck out 2. Wasn't dominant, but sure didn't give much up. And he is the pitcher of record, the starter, Kyle Hurt. 3 innings, just a couple of hits and 3 strikeouts. Here's Greg Dykeman. 2 for 3 with a single, a double, and a whiff. Takes a breaking pitch. Snaps over the plate for a strike. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Harris with the 0-1. Hard hit ball, but at first base, Lewis has it. He'll get to the bag himself. Greg hit it sharply, but within the reach of Brandon Lewis. 2 men down. You know, baseball, of course, has changed so much. I was kidding around a little bit. I really was a Yankee fan growing up, and I was 9. Shouldn't give those numbers, but I guess I will. That's all right. Age is relative. Bill Mazeroski hit a walk-off home run to win the 1960 World Series, beating the Yankees. It was a lopsided World Series, but the team that largely got thwacked won the World Series, Pirates over the Yankees. And I heard about it on the playground at my elementary school, called strike to J.J. Schwarz, because World Series was played during the day back then. Wasn't played at night. And that was, and yes, I found a quiet corner and shed tears. Here's the pitch. The wonders of youth. Pitch up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. The chance to go to Yankee Stadium. My mom took me to New York City. We went there in 1958. I was 7. Saw Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and those guys at Yankee Stadium. So I kind of got hooked. Here's the 1-1. Way up high for a ball. I don't know why. I guess probably just growing up, of course, love baseball. But you just had to kind of try to get some word what was happening if somebody had a transistor radio to find out what was happening in the World Series. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. And I'm sure Bill Mazeroski was a wonderful human being, and I'm saying this, by the way, I kid, of course, but I can't quite forgive him for that one. 1960 World Series. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. When Harris comes in and makes very quick work of the Rockhounds. First time since the first inning, the Hounds have gone in order in this ballgame. And Ben Harris retires the side in order, so we have played 8. Tulsa closing in on the 3rd consecutive victory in this series. Village Car Wash scored through 8 innings of play. Tulsa 6, Rockhounds 1.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Guy who has been the story tonight, Andy Páez, leads it off top of the ninth. He has just been tremendous. First pitch finds the outside corner from Trayson Kubo, called strike at the knees. Páez, a pair of two-run homers, a walk, and a double, and he scored after that. And it's not like it's the first time he's done that in this series. He's been just tremendous. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. His pair of home runs, first and third innings, almost identical spots in the ballpark, and both were, well, I mean the real deal, the genuine article. Here's the 1-1. Ball hit in the air to left field. Coming on is Goldberg, and he will tuck it away on the run. Good reaction by Michael Goldberg, and that is the first time tonight. I think this is even a better way to look at it. See, Andy Páez was up to the plate five times in this game. So 21 times he has come to the plate in this series. That's the fifth time he's been retired. Fifth. Swing and a miss by Diego Cartaya. He is 0-for-3 in this game, as Diego had the big swing to cap last night's come-from-behind win for Tulsa with the Grand Slam home run. The 0-1 pitch. Outside corner by Kubo, called strike. Time called here, and Diego will stand back in. Brandon Lewis on deck, top of the ninth inning. Tulsa in control of this one, would think anyway. It's 6-1. The 0-2 set. Kubo with a pitch and a swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. So Cartaya 0-for-5. Grand Slam last night, 0-for-5 tonight. Boy, baseball will keep you humble, won't it? Here is Brandon Lewis. And we've mentioned two teams that are both rated by folks who should know their business at MILB.com as two of the best in terms of the roster talent in the country. Pitch down and away. Ball one for Brandon Lewis. And these ratings cover all of the four full-season levels of minor league baseball. Frisco, best roster in minor league baseball. And Tulsa, fourth, I believe, on that list. Chopper foul, 1-1. Tulsa dropped the opener of this series, although they led early there on the verge of winning three straight. Frisco lost opening night in the series at San Antonio, and they have just been thwacking the missions ever since. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball, right side, second base to his left, Jeremy Ironman makes the play, and the throw, inning over. So Trayson Kubo, he gave up a walk, and there was a wild pitch in the mix, and I'm sure he's will probably kick himself for that a little bit, but pitched very well in this ball game, and he gets a 1-2-3 inning. That is the first time all night the Drillers have gone in order. Frisco, by the way, leading San Antonio 7-0. They have 14 hits to 1 in that game. So, boy, Rough Riders getting it done. We'll go to the last of the ninth. The Rockhounds need 5 runs, and they have only 3 outs to play with. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 6, Hounds 1.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
In the last half of the ninth inning, it'll be Darryl Hernandez, Jeremy Ironman, and Shane McGuire. Left-hander Ben Harris back to work, and he is in his second inning. Hounds need a bundle here. It is a 6-1 ball game. Darryl Hernandez will lead it off. Darryl 1-for-3. Strikeout, bounced into a double play. That was one of the key moments in this ball game. And he singled to center on a flare his last time up. Darryl takes called strike inside corner 0-1. Well, Frisco and Tulsa are simply put considered to be two of the most talented rosters in minor league baseball to open this year. We are getting a first-hand look at the Drillers, that's for sure. 0-1, backdoor, called strike. Good-looking pitch, 0-2. Frisco dropped 2 out of 3 in their season-opening homestand. To the Amarillo Sod Poodles. In fact, the 0-2 pitch way up and away and back to the screen. They dropped the first game of their series at San Antonio, so Frisco was 1-3. They have now, they're on the verge, and they have just closed that game out at San Antonio. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Darryl chased one upstairs. He's out on strikes. Frisco has now defeated San Antonio 8-1 today, just completed. 7-1 last night, and 7-0 on Wednesday, or did I get that backwards? 7-1 Wednesday. What, back-to-back 8-1? That might be, or they still playing? Foul ball, 0-1 to Jeremy Ironman. I may have clicked. I think I clicked the computer a little bit too quickly. Yeah, they are leading 7-0 tonight. They won 8-1 last night. 7-1 on Wednesday. So, boy, the sleeping giant awakened. The pitch high to Jeremy Ironman. 1-1. Jeremy 0-3 in the ballgame. Hit it deep to right his last time, but not quite deep enough. Bottom line, Frisco is... Boy, right now, as good as advertised over the last three, for sure. Pitch down and in. I want to make sure I'm on the right page of the board here. Yes, 7-0, 14 hits to 1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's at San Antonio. So, my goodness, Tulsa and Frisco among those making a statement. Wichita is a winner again. They're back on track. They're 5-2, beat Northwest Arkansas 7-4 at Wichita. Looks like another strong wind surge team. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, 2-2. Bottom of the seventh inning at Hodgetown and Amarillo, so they got a long way to go. Corpus Christi 13, Amarillo 7. It was 13-5 a moment ago. Sod Poodles have men on base as well. Here's the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Clanks against something. And Arkansas, after losing for the first time on the season against Springfield last night, they suffered their first loss. They lead the Cardinals 5-1, bottom of the seventh. Hounds and Springfield meet next week in Springfield, Missouri. Bouncing ball into the Tulsa dugout. Count stays 2-2. Bases empty, 1 down, ninth inning. Breeze has backed off a little bit. Really a comfortable night. Scoreboard just not all that friendly. Here's a swing and a miss on a fastball up at 93, and Jeremy out on strikes. So Harris has come out of the bullpen, 5 up, 5 down, the last 3 on strikeouts. And that'll bring up Shane McGuire. Well, we don't have an official award, but the Work Your Backside Off award tonight goes to Shane McGuire for his work behind the plate in the seventh alone, really. Good breaking pitch called strike from Ben Harris, lefty-lefty, the matchup here. So Ben Harris, lefty out of Alpharetta, Georgia, same hometown as the Rockhounds' Chase Cohen, delivers this ball hit in the air, left field, fairly deep, going back, looking up, and up the ball over the glove of Stowers off the wall, stand up, double opposite field, Shane McGuire. Well, hope it isn't too cliche, but man, if there's anybody who deserves to get himself a base hit tonight, that would be who it is. And McGuire got one over the glove of Stowers off the wall in left field for a stand-up double. He inside-out swing, hit it really well. Stowers was like he had a shot at it, but it got over his glove off the wall. So a double for Shane McGuire, one for four with that two-bagger. One on, two out for Michael Goldberg. Bottom of the ninth. Taking pitch by Harris, big swing and a miss. Michael chased one that ran up and away at 92. Michael, a single in the third, a pop-up that dropped for a hustle double in the fifth inning. He bounced to short his last time up. It was on a really, really good plays by Eddie's Leonard at shortstop for Tulsa. Pitch up and in, one ball, one strike. Tulsa appearing to be on the verge of closing this out. If they do, they will guarantee no worse than a split of this series with two games remaining. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And fastball up at 92, and it's 1-2. The book, not available in stores, says that you play 500 or better on the road, and chances are you're going to have yourself a good year. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Michael chased one down and in, and Harris will close the door. Well, Andy Paez got this thing going, and I mean going big time, with a pair of home runs. By the time the top of the third was in the books, Paez had a couple of two-run homers. Tulsa had a 4-0 lead, and they do not look back. Barron's had a chance or two along the way, but Tulsa denied those chances, and when all is said and done, this will be a five-run ball game. Tulsa winning for the third consecutive game in this home opening series for the Rockhounds on the year. Tulsa improving now to 5-2 on the year. The Rockhounds dropped to 3-4, seven games in. So the Tulsa Drillers boy, Andy Paez, you talk about your player of the game, not much doubt about that. Two home runs, a double, a walk. He scored three times. He drove in four. So Paez just tremendous. The L.A. Dodgers' outstanding prospect. Tip of the cap to the Tulsa Drillers. They win it by the final score of 6-1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Tulsa Drillers in this victory, 6 runs on 11 base hits, no errors, 6-11-0. For the Rockhounds, 1 run on 6 hits, 1 error, 1-6-1. As mentioned, 2 home runs, emphatically so. Andy Paez hit them both, and they both came early in this ball game with Yorbit Vivas on base. Home runs 1 and 2, RBIs 8-11 on the year for Andy Paez. In this game, the winning pitcher in relief will be Alec Gamboa, and the loss will go to David Liao in this one. As mentioned, for the Tulsa Drillers, they have now won 3 consecutive games in this series after the Rockhounds rallied back on opening night for a 10-8 victory. And the Drillers now 5-2 on the season. And again, a team that is expected to be one of the best in all of minor league baseball, and they looked the part in this one. Take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll give you a quick game summary and step aside and let you get on with your weekend on this Friday night. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Tulsa Drillers 6 and the Rockhounds 1.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Last night we saw Diego Cartaya with a grand slam home run that didn't decide the game, but it certainly put it out of reach. That was a 9-3 Tulsa victory, and that was a Cubs behind win. Tonight it's Andy Páez, and this kid from Havana, Cuba, is like Cartaya, a guy that I think the Dodgers are looking at as a long-term piece of their franchise at the big league level, and we really have seen him at his best in this series. In the top of the first inning, Yorbit Vivas with a double down the left field line. Andy Páez then got a 3-1 pitch, and I think we said at the time, that's a place you don't want to be. You don't want to be 3-1 to Andy Páez, and he delivered it out of here. A 2-run home run over the wall that's deep in the power alley in left center field, so the ball traveling better than 400 feet easily. His first home run of the year, 2-run home run, it was 2-0. In the third inning, Vivas leads it off with a single to right field, 3-2 pitch this time. Páez, again a home run, virtually the same spot in the ballpark, another 2-run home run, and it was a 4-1 game. So Páez, who in this game will also add a double and a run scored in the seventh, he walked in the fifth. So in this game, he is, 3-for-4, plus a base on balls. So he is now 6-for-11 at the plate. He has 6 walks and 3 hit by pitch in this series. So, and I scribbled those numbers down somewhere and then, of course, got rid of that piece of paper. So we'll do this slowly. He is 6-for-11 and has reached base 9 more times. And, folks, that means he has been on base 15 out of 20 times in this series. That is a 750 on base percentage. That is illegal in 7 states and 2 additional counties. So Andy Páez, certainly the story here tonight. The Rockhounds had a chance in this game, really a couple of them, but particularly in the fourth inning. Brett Harris against reliever Alec Gamboa led off with a walk, and Greg Dykeman then doubled into the left field corner. It was second and third with nobody out in a 4-0 game. Now, J.J. Schwarz on a fielder's choice drives home Brett Harris, but Daryl Hernandez bounces into a 4-6-3 double play, and Jeremy Ironman bounces out to third. So the Hounds had second and third, nobody out. They scored, but only once. And that, I think, probably from the Hounds' standpoint, that was one that they had to have felt really let in part, an opportunity to get away. Michael Goldberg got a good break on a little pop-up that dropped for a hustle double in the fifth. Max Schumann walked, so it was 2-on-1. Gamboa came back strong, got Logan Davidson swinging, Brett Harris to bounce out. Hounds got a single base runner with 2 out in the sixth, but that would be pretty much it. The 2-out double by Shane McGuire in the ninth inning, which again I thought was just poetic justice, as hard as he worked defensively. But really in the fourth and fifth innings, if the Rockhounds were going to get back in this game, that was certainly the opportunity, an opportunity or two in fact, and they both go by the boards. So Tulsa with a third consecutive victory in this series. I do believe things are now final in terms of the box score as well. So it is 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Drillers, 6-11-0. The Rockhounds, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error, 1-6-1. Alec Gamboa is the winner. He is 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. David Leal takes the loss. Boy, Páez was just his nemesis. 1-1 is David with a 6.75 ERA. They had a save on the board for Harris, but there is no save in this game. He pitched the last 2 innings, so we'll get that corrected. There is not a save here. We've had some issues with stuff the last couple of nights. We will get that corrected. 4,715 on hand here tonight. Thanks so much to our friends at Oxy for Duffel Bag Night here tonight with the Hounds and the Tulsa Drillers. Fireworks tomorrow night. Gates open at 6 and our first pitch at 7 o'clock. And we'll wrap this thing up on Sunday afternoon with Family Day. Look forward to that. That'll be a 1 o'clock start. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard to the ballpark. We'll say so long until tomorrow with our final score, the Tulsa Drillers 6 and the Rockhounds 1. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. And I'm Mr. Jackson and Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, for Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.